real heat in the moment right here. Right, they press the button. They press the button. It's live now. It's live.
Oh,
you're live on rogueserver.com/whoopee. There's no show music.
It really is live. I'm getting out of here.
There's no show music. We're live. It's real. We're really live.
Holy shit, we're live.
We're live. We're live here at rogueserver.com/whoopee. And then the it could be going down.
Wait, what?
It's live.
No way.
We're live.
No, he's really live. He is live.
We're live.
Yeah. No way.
We're live.
Oh my god.
We're live.
Holy crap. Welcome to the show.
It's live. It's going to be a short one because it's just spur of the moment because I hit the button. I don't have
Welcome
any music
show.
Queued up. I don't have anything queued up, but it's really live. Oh my god. What's this? It's live on rogueserver.com/Whoopee. I'm your host, Whoopee, and Jimmy Scruggs is in the studio with me.
Studio, don't mention me.
Boy, James Scrugg. There's nobody else here. Nobody else is here. Nobody is going to get their microphone privileges taken from them.
This is happening. It's happening. It's live. It is
live.
It's truly live.
rogueserver.com/whoopee.
I don't know I don't know what's going to happen. I hope someone calls that phone. I hope one of the hosts of the show on Whoopee's Wednesday.
One of the hosts of the show is extremely stoned.
Off of from the Puffco Peak. What the hell is this? Super 8? It's going to be a very short show tonight. Oh, on rogueserver.com, I don't have the comic chat open. I don't have anything open. There's a spinning rat, of course. Whoopee is whimsy. I'm Whoopee. Oh, check the comic chat. It's live. It is live. We're live.
Join the Mumble at Rogue Server, mumble.rogueserver.com.
I'm in the Mumble right now. No, I'm not.
Oh, God.
I don't know what's happening. Oh, my God. Is it? Oh, my God. It's ringing. I don't have anything. I hope they're not scared. Hi.
How can I help you?
Hi. Are we allowed to be scared down there?
Pardon?
Because I heard about spooky stuff, and I just don't want to know if I want to know if it is allowed or if it's not, or if we're allowed to be for scared.
Sorry?
I'm normal. Hi.
Oh, hi.
Bakagajin desu watashi wa?
I'm sorry. I don't understand.
I'm a dumb foreigner. I'm from America.
Okay.
I just don't want to be scared down there. You know what I mean?
Scared where?
Like spooky. Scared at the Super 8.
Yeah.
I don't want to be scared.
We don't do scaring.
What if I hear like that, is that okay? Or do I have to be worried about it?
No. I'm sorry.
So that's okay?
Yeah.
And I'm normal.
Okay.
I think it's good now.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm in love. I can't touch it. So can you make it go off? No.
I'm not.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm Doug.
This is a line for a hotel, and I have to keep it clear for people who are needing a reservation. So you have an inquiry, I'm going to hang up.
Are you able to clear the line? Can you do that? Or I don't know if I can. Make a line clear?
Yeah, by doing that, it would be, I have to have the line open for when people call.
Oh. That was absolutely, that was nothing. Welcome to the show. It's Loppy's Whimsy. I am Loppy, your host, live on rogueserver.com/Loppy, where you're listening to it live. It's currently October 1st, 2025, the scariest day of the year. I got my co-host here, perhaps, in the studio.
Welcome
live.
To the show. I'm scared. Show. I'm in the studio, live, and I'm scared. And
live? It was sprung on him.
Whoopee.
It was sprung
the
on
last
everyone.
Second, and now I'm scared because it's the last second.
It was sprung on him.
What can you do with the seconds when they're last?
Oh, there it is. What do you think of this?
I'm talking about it. If I gave a shit, I would sing a song about it.
There's...
But I don't, I'm not fucking singing. Yeah. Yeah. It's the Whoopee Show. What the Whoopee Show?
Whoopee,
let's
whoopee,
fucking
whoopee,
go.
Whoopee, whoopee, whoopee,
it's
whoopee.
The Whoopee Show.
Oh my
oh
god,
no,
I don't,
oh no.
I don't have any of the. I don't know if I've called this number before. I probably have. Maybe I haven't. I haven't. I'm playing it.
It's the Whoopee Show with Gavin.
Wait, it's just Buckshot. No. I have Buckshot in my firearm,
Buckshot.
But Jimmy Scruggs is a man, and he is alive. There isn't a Monday show, so I'm a little bit confused about what's happening and what names are in use. I am Whoopi. If you've heard another name, it's Lie. Wait, I think it's Buckshot. We've been doing this for how long now? A couple of years. Live. Oh, I don't have. You don't do it for one go around. I think you have to talk to them, Jimmy.
No longer. I... Yes.
It's really live. It happens whenever, but we're not going to do it for too long, because I,
Hello? Yellow Motel?
Hello? Hey, man, how's it going?
Hello? Yes?
I was just wondering, when I'm up here in my room, is it okay if I don't want to wear my pants? When I'm up here in my room? I'm sorry. I'm up here in my room, and I'm up in my room, and I just wanted to know, it's okay if I don't want to wear pants up here, right? Like, I don't have to wear pants if I don't want to.
Oh, sorry again. You are already there? Or...
Yeah. Like, I'm just wondering if, you know, is it okay if I don't want to wear pants?
You wanna to have a pants or what?
Well,
what
no,
do you mean?
I wanna know if it's okay for me to not wear my pants. Like right now, I'm making
no,
my making
no,
my
you
room,
you should
my
wear no.
I should wear my pants in my room when I'm in my room.
If
I should be
open,
wearing pants
you,
right now.
If you open door, yes, yes.
If I'm open, sometimes I open, sometimes I close.
You should, yeah. You should wear.
But I usually,
yeah.
Like, even opening and closing, I'm wearing my pants. But, like, I'm in my room right now.
Yeah.
You're telling me I have to wear my pants in my room?
There is a chance.
You're telling me I have to wear my pants
probably,
in my room?
Yeah, it's better to wear.
In my room? When I'm in my room, I have to wear my pants?
It doesn't matter. It's door closed.
Oh,
if somebody
so
can see,
me I
then
gotta
you,
put, I gotta
you
put
should,
my pants on.
You should. What's the matter? If yes. Whatever you want, but if a public,
I'm
if you
room.
Are, you know, if you are a dirt, you shouldn't show other people. And that's it.
If I have a dirt?
Yes.
Okay. Well,
if
I don't
you
have
are
a dirt.
Grown up. You shouldn't show your naked one, okay? But
no, I'm not trying to show anybody anyone, but I'm asking in my room, like, can I don't have to wear my pants when I'm making my dinner.
In your room, whatever you want, right? Who cares, right?
Right, right. So, like, in my room, and then when I go in the bathroom, and when I go into, like, the little cubby.
Nobody see, nobody care, right?
Right, right.
Yeah.
Except for, like, you asking, I got a roommate.
I don't know. I don't know the point you are asking.
Well, I'm just wondering, how much would it be to stay in this room, like, indefinitely?
You already paid, right?
For 6 months.
No, we don't have a 6 month plan or kind of.
Okay, like you're pulling. Yeah, you can see you're twisting my arm, but a year is fine. A year works.
Whatever you pay daily, that's the price every day.
Okay, so I'm just gonna stay here indefinitely until I get kicked out for smoking on the carpet.
What is your room number? What is your name?
Oh, my name's James.
And what is your room number?
It's 7. I think when you add all the numbers together, it's 7. Like there's like 3 numbers, and then you add them together and they equal 7.
Sorry, bye-bye.
Bye-bye, sorry. I love you.
What a nice man.
Sorry, bye-bye.
Sorry.
Sorry, I finally caught on.
Sorry to a mumble listener. Because this doesn't
join the Discord at rogueserver.com for instructions. Join the Discord. You can join the Discord and you can make a prank phone call.
I'm in the mumble, but because the way I have it set up, if I do this, it's going to sound horrible and you'll hear yourself echo.
Oh, it's going to sound terrible. Yeah, you hear yourself echo.
Do you hear yourself echo?
Yes.
And it's pretty bad.
Oh. What?
I don't hear you echo though, so it's good for me.
Good point.
It's horrible for everyone involved.
We're on Discord tonight.
Please. But I want to be on the mumble too. But I'm a
you
fool.
Gotta mute
and I have
one of them.
Oh wait, I can just let me see if I can do this. It's gonna make everything fucked up though.
I think the only person who's not, like, echoing is you, so if you mute everyone or deafen yourself on Mumble, but...
Okay, if I put the Mumble on a separate thing... Theoretically. Welcome to the show, I'm Whoopi.
Theoretically, no. Welcome to the show. It's the Whoopi show.
I'm Whoopi.
With Whoopi. And the co-host, Jimmy Scrugg.
I'm on the Discord.
The only vanilla gorilla this side of Manila, Texas, or somewhere.
Yeah.
I don't know. Armadillo, Texas.
Sweet baby James.
It's James. It's your boy. Can't stand the heat. Get out of the kitchen. You ain't been there. We're not there.
I love the concept of the mumble.
I love the concept of James, one singular James. Yep, it's James Scrugg.
I have everything set up so I don't have to touch it ever. Especially live at rogueserver.com/Whoopi. You can join the Mumble, but we're in the Discord, but we could move to the Mumble if everyone wants to move to the Mumble. I have a spinning rat, or I can mute the Discord. We don't know. That's scary.
All right. Chat, should we move to the Mumble?
Should we move to the Mumble?
1 for yes, 2 for no. Cast your votes now at rogueserver.com/Whoopi. 1 for Mumble, 2 for stay on Discord. rogueserver.com/Whoopi. It's a live, interactive show.
It's live. And it's really happening. It's really happening. It's really happening live. I have the... If the mumble will hear itself speak, though. I'm pretty sure. Because I don't touch it. I have it set up so I don't have to touch it, ever. Let's get the phone ringing. How about that? How's that sound? I think it's my turn. Oh god, I don't have the... Oh, there it is. I haven't touched any of the recordings at all. I have them just sitting here, and it's... Hi.
Velma Petrican, John speaking.
Hi, Petrican. I have all the recordings, and I am afraid to touch them, because it's like a commitment.
I'm sorry, I'm probably the wrong person you're speaking to. Dom, something about recordings, does that ring a bell to you?
Recording?
Yeah.
At the Petro-Canada?
Yes, it is Petro-Canada in Belmont.
Yeah, Belmont. British Columbia, right?
Belmont, BC, yes. I have no idea what you mean by recordings. If you want, you can call tomorrow morning and
because,
speak to the boss.
No, it's because if I open them up now and I put them in Audacity, that's kind of a commitment, and it really lags, and I have to, like,
I have to cut
all the calls out. And it takes, like, hours to do, and I have to listen for, like, in between the calls for the dead space. And then I look at the waveform.
I have no idea what you're talking about, though. Like literally, I have no information at all. I have no idea what you're talking about at all. That's why I said tomorrow morning, if you can call the boss. Because I have nothing.
No, I look at the waveform and I
listen manager,
to it.
And they don't know anything either.
I have a spectrogram and just a waveform, and it kind of helps me, like, find where the music's
I don't
at.
Know what that is. I don't know anything.
The music?
You're talking about stuff I have no idea.
Oh, because it has the music going, and I have to, like, find where the music's at.
I don't know what you're speaking about.
It's just complicated. And then there's that, too. That.
Applause.
Oh no. Welcome to the show. I'm Whoopi. Wait, who's... Oh, shoot, I don't... It's my job to hit all these buttons at people. But I think we're currently... It's weird. It's different. It's definitely different. And you can hear yourself echo live at rogueserver.com/Whoopi, or in the mumble. You can hear yourself echo, probably, in the mumble.
I am in the mumble.
Are you in the mumble?
I'm hearing myself echo.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
You're in the mumble.
All right, turn that off so you don't echo. Okay. I think we're all going to the mumble, but if you want to listen up, a third party is hosting the stream in the Discord voice channel. And you can see a spinning rat in a waveform. But join the mumble if you want to make phone calls. Let me move everything back to the fricking right way. I usually have it. Mumble and Discord are usually in the auxiliary input. There we go. Everything's good now. All right, Buckshot, I think it's your turn.
All right.
Oh, I went silent. Why'd it go so silent? It's scary whenever there's... Oh, Tim Hortons are at hotel. They're right next to each other.
Give me the Tims.
All right, Tims. I see Molly Customer Service Award in my list of numbers I've called, and I don't know what that means anymore. It made sense whenever I wrote it down, but now it's meaningless.
Yes.
We just went right into it. Because that's how we do it here. We just go into it. Direct. I managed to speak to a Panera Bread. But you have to wait like a minute.
Yeah, it takes forever to get Panera on the phone.
It's F and BS. Yeah. Pick up. Tim Horton said no. It is sad. It's sad that Tim Hortons had to say no like that. I guess you're going to get the hotel by the Tim Hortons. And it looks like a real number. Oh, you're breaking up something fierce.
Yeah. So that way I'm not in two places at once. And I'm doing my thing.
Okay, you just dropped a shit ton of
things. Okay. Alright. I'll pick them back up.
That's good. Let's get this phone ringing now.
You.
Hi, can I help you?
Hey, I'm up here in my room, and, like, it's really spicy.
Sorry?
Like, I'm in my room, and, like, it's just really spicy. Like, it's like a chili pepper or some kind of other pepper. It's just really spicy.
Which room are you in? Which room
I'm in the one you guys gave me. I think it's, like, 217 or 72. Or, 20?
There is no
I'm not
one
sure.
In
I mean, to your knowledge. I think it's like 216 or 215 or 214. I'm on the 2. I'm in the
What's
2.
What's your first name?
My first name is Jame.
Jame.
But I usually give, like, a different name. I usually give, like, a Larry or a Bill or a Steve or a Jim or a Jerry or a Bobby.
No, we don't have any, like, guests under this name. James.
Sometimes, like, a Larry or a Jimbo or a Barry.
No, sorry. Sorry, I
Gary,
cannot help you.
Or Marv.
No.
Theo, sometimes. Sometimes I use Theo or Ted or, Travis.
Okay, just give us a call when you know your room number, because I cannot help you, right?
The room's just, like, really spicy, and I was just wondering, like, is that a normal feature of the room?
Okay, could you
My dog is even concerned. Like, I can see.
We don't have any guests with the dog. Excuse me.
Well, yeah, no, he was in my pocketbook.
We don't have any guests with dog.
You
so
didn't see him when I checked in.
A wrong property. Yeah, we don't have any guests with the dog.
Yeah, like he's got a loud bark, but he's little. He's a little guy. He's like a little chihuahua.
Sorry. Actually, we are getting busy. So if you know your room number, just give us
a call. Can I talk to one of your customers?
Like, which customers are you talking about?
Just the first one you see, you could just pass him the phone and be like, hey, this guy wants to
I think you have called, like, wrong one, like, wrong number. I think it's the wrong one.
Oh, no, I mean,
maybe
I called the right one. This is the number. Like, I'm up here in my room, and it's just spicy. Like, I'm not sure what's going on, but it's spicy in the room.
What's your hotel name?
The hotel name? I don't have a hotel.
No. How can I help you if you don't know which
hotel
you are staying in?
I mean, I told you which hotel I'm staying in. I'm staying in Canada's Best at Value Inn in Valmont.
Yes, but we don't have
exactly.
any...
I'm up here, and I just wanted to know if I could talk to one of those customers down there at the desk. I want to see if they have, like, some milk.
I want to help
spicy
you,
in here?
But the thing is, I could only help you if I know your room number. So if you can step out from your room and just let me know
question.
The room number...
I have a completely unrelated question. I have a completely unrelated question. It has nothing to do with the room. I just wanted to know if it would be cool, like, I could come down there later and play some video games. I could set them up down there, and maybe we could, like, get a little grand championship going on, a little tournament action. I
we
got Mortal Kombat. I've
here.
Got Killer Instinct. I've got Clay Fighter.
Here.
I've got Super Street Fighter. I've got... Grand Blue, I've got Final Fantasy, I've got Fatal Fury, I've got Fists of Fury, I've got Earthworm Jim.
Sir, we are getting very busy, so please, I need
Kombat.
To cut this call.
I have Tekken. Yeah. I got Tekken. I have Streets of Rage. I've got Turtles in Time. I have all the hits.
Okay, yeah, I need
come
to
down
cut
there.
This call because
okay,
I
so,
cannot help you all right, with anything.
I'm gonna
anything.
Come down there at like 9 o'clock. I'll be down with my video games and my dab rig, and like we're gonna have a party. It's gonna be great.
No, you can't have a party here. You can't have a party
well, no,
here.
No, like it's fine. It's gonna be a respectful party. It's not gonna be like
no,
like,
nothing. No party. I'm just
running
telling
around.
You.
Yeah,
we
no, like,
can't let
play,
you
we're
in.
We're going to play video games. We're going to play video games.
Sorry,
downstairs.
I need to cut this call because this
lobby.
Is very weird and this is
okay,
very
well,
strange,
yeah,
so I don't feel comfortable
to
talk
customer,
to you.
Tell that customer that, like, 9 o'clock there's going to be video games in the lobby. Oh.
All right, fine.
I'm sorry about all the, I want to yell in
I don't care, I just
more.
Stonewalled it.
I want to yell in backgrounds more. I want to do that more because it's funny to me. I'm going to call a number that's marked no, and I'm gonna see if they pick up. The answer's probably going to be no. But, you know, that's what the Whimsical Whoopi's all about.
Thank you for calling the Town Place Suites
oh
by Marriott
God.
Medicine Hat. Press 1 for reservations, or stay on the line, and an agent will be with you shortly.
Oh my God, that's remarkable.
Please hold on while I try that extension.
Oh my, am I gonna hold on? Oh my God.
Thank you for calling Town Place with Medicine Hat.
Hi.
Can I put you in a quick hold?
I called before and you were marked as no. So do I have to mark you now as like an X?
I'm sorry?
You were marked as no, but do I mark you as X now?
I'm sorry, I don't get you. You're calling from Town Place with Medicine Hat.
Yeah, Town Place Suites Medicine Hat. I have a question. Can I bring
Can I put you in a quick... Mm-hmm.
I have
sorry?
To bring... Can I bring my video game in the lobby? It's loud. It's a little loud. You hear it? It's Streets of Fist 12.
You're staying here?
Yeah, I bring in a video game cabinet. It's Streets of Fist 12. It's got sounds.
Okay, which room number are you in?
53.
Sorry?
The lobby is where I want to go to bring it.
You're calling from Town Place with Medicine Hat,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, Medicine Hat. I want to bring it in the lobby.
Which lobby?
For the guest. At Medicine Hat. The Town Place Suites. Medicine Hat.
Okay.
I just bring it in the lobby and plug it in, and we're gonna let this darn thing rip. You're gonna see video game players from all across the country just coming and stopping to Medicine Hat. They're gonna rent rooms, they're gonna buy cookies, they're gonna get towels and wipe their hands and
all
use
right,
your
can,
sinks
can...
and bathrooms and stuff, and it's gonna be wild. And it's gonna be free to play. I'll just plug it in the wall. It costs pennies a day to operate. The video game board is Streets of Fist 12.
Sorry, can I put you in a quick hold?
Chokehold? I don't consent to being put in a chokehold if you're going to chokehold me. It's just a video game, madame. Madame, sir, Medicine Hat. You have a Medicine Hat live. Live at Medicine Hat at Town Place Suites in Kanata. Stober Bay. Southeast, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
We just hopped right into it. You know, we just went right into it. There's no preamble, no nothing, no pre-show music. We just hopped right into it. I turned my audio off to the phone. I wonder if they're telling secrets. I don't think they're telling secrets. Oh, I have two microphones.
I sound like a nerd on this one, allegedly.
But on this one, I sound good. I hope she comes back. I'm stuck in Medicine Hat. Ah! I love you, lady. Thank you for speaking to me. Bye. What a nice lady. Oh! Live on rogueserver.com. You missed the intro because we didn't have an intro. We just hopped right into it. And that's the spontaneity of the whimsical Whoopi. I'm Whoopi, your host, co-host, Jimmy Scruggs, live in the studio. Buffco Peak. Max temperature to the poor eyes.
No, not max temperature.
Medium temperature. Just right.
Like, it's the temperature maximum, setting 2 out of 4. Temperature setting 2 out of 4. Green.
The maximum green on the OG amount peak of tetrahydrocannabinoid has been extracted with the settings on the Puffco Peak with the top tier flavor of the Sunset Crystal. Yes? Is that correct, James?
What?
It's set at the maximum for the maximum amount of pleasure.
Oh, well, no. It's set at the medium so that way it doesn't burn and char my shit.
For the maximum amount of pleasure, though. Medium, yes. For the maximum. Live in the studio, the Puffco Peak's on point.
Yes, that is much better. Thank you, Whoopi.
It is my intention to give everybody at rogueserver.com/Whoopi the best sort of representation. Intention. Representation. This is whimsical Whoopi. It's currently October 1st, 2025, 8:16 and 57 seconds, most Meridian Eastern Standard Time. This is another phone number that was marked no. It's probably a hotel. Oh, it's Jimmy's turn.
Okay.
I think tonight we're just going to call the no numbers.
Calling Confidence, Nadi, how can I help you?
Yo, 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 what it is, it's your boy, James, what it do?
Hello?
Hi, I'm up here in my room right now. We've been smacking this Puffco Peak around like a bad habit, and I'm just wondering, you don't got any room down there for us to come down and play some video games?
No, sorry, we don't.
We got some video games up here, but we were thinking we could come down there and put them in and get some video games. We could play some video games, try to play some video games with people in the lobby, make
what
some new friends.
What room number you're in?
I'm not in
what
a room,
room
number.
Number.
I'm not in a room number.
What
I'm in a hotel
then?
Room. Me, I'm in a hotel
yes.
room.
What's
I
wanna... your hotel? What's the number of your room?
Room? It's like a room. There's like a bed in here and a TV, and I got the video games hooked up. Now I was just gonna bring like the TV and the video games downstairs, and we could set them up and have a good champagne jam, you know. It's your boy James. You don't even. I'm telling you, I'm in the room. It's the hotel room. It's like they got a bed in here and there's a bathroom.
Okay, I don't have any other room.
I'm in like the bedroom. The rooms
I don't
have
any other room. Sorry.
No, I'm just saying we could come down there. We could set up the video games. All right. Fine. I guess we can't set up the video games.
What a nefarious ne'er-do-well.
I want to go down there and
Play video games.
Hit play the video Puffco games.
Pink. I'm glad these no numbers are picking up. These are all the phone numbers that have been marked no. I think that's going to be the theme for tonight's show. I'm just going to call the numbers.
I have ideas, but I don't think I'm going to do them, so.
It's okay.
On Whoopi Wednesday at wednesday.rogueserver.wednesday.com. Whoopi Wednesday at www.wednesday.com.
JuniorAnn.com.
You can watch this show live in HD with eyeballs.
There's a spinning sandwich. It's real. It's also live. We're calling the no numbers tonight on the Whimsical Whoopi show.
Oh my god, really?
Yeah, all the phone numbers that haven't picked up, that's what I'm calling. And it seems to be working so far. The only downside is I don't know what these numbers are. Hi. Hi.
Welcome home. Thanks for calling Home and Express Nice and Hack. My name is Dot. How may I help you?
Hi, Dot. I have a question.
Yeah?
Am I allowed to bring in my video game?
If you can connect, then yeah.
It has a plug. It plugs into the wall.
Yeah, you can bring it. We do have a PlayStation in our room, so I'm not sure.
Sweet.
Are you coming tonight, or?
I was scouting out, because I want to just plug it in. I have, it's called Streets of Fist. It's like a big box with wheels. I just bring it, I plug it into the wall, and like, you interact with it in like picture elements on the display change. It's like a cathode ray tube. And like the electron beam, like, illuminates phosphor dots regarding certain circuitry in an 80 or 680,000 Motorola processor.
Oh, are you coming tonight, or?
I figure if we can just connect, if you'll accept, I might consider reserving.
Yeah, I'm not sure you can, I don't have any issues, but I'm not sure you can connect it or not over there. So it's not the smart TVs, because you can't connect, like, your phone into that.
Yeah.
So I am not sure you can do it.
Well, it has blast processing, courtesy of the Motorola processor. So it has, we just plug it in, and it should do everything, and it has a Hall effect sensors and, like, switches. And it has dip switches, and you can flip them to get a free game.
Okay.
It does usually operate with coins. So if you have any coins, you can just put them in, and it'll allow you to have a game for a token, if you prefer to do it that way.
Have you stayed with us before or no?
Have I played Streets of Fist before? Yes, I have. I'm a world champion.
No. Are you coming to the hotel tonight?
I'm coming to defeat my foes in a game of Streets of Fist 12, if you'll allow it.
Sorry, I didn't get it. Do you have a reservation at our hotel or no?
I have a reservation to start whooping on the virtual battlefield.
Okay, yeah, then I can't help you with that for sure.
Because I have a friend in a room. His screen name is Streets of Fist Fighter 17. We just bring it into his room, and we'll have the competition there.
If it's noisy, then we don't allow it at all.
Okay.
If it's
we can
too
turn
noisy,
down the volume.
Yeah, if it's too noisy, no one allowed to do it. Even if I will be not here, someone will call the police. So if I got any complaint, then it will be hot.
And are you vaccinated against polio? I don't want to get sick.
Sorry?
I haven't gotten my polio vaccine, so if everyone down there is, like, vaccinated against it, I just don't want to be catching it. And, you know, the president guy, he had it, and he had to, like, hide it with, like, he had to hide his wheelchair and his legs and stuff, because he didn't want to look weak. So, like, if you allow me to stay there as unpolio vaccinated, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but yeah. I don't get anything at all. So if you in Medicine Hat, you can come here. We can talk.
Oh, do you have does a Medicine Hat like prevent polio?
This is Medicine Hat, a home in Express Hotel.
Yeah, so if I put on the Medicine Hat, will it, like, protect me?
Sorry, I didn't get you at all. I think you called the wrong person.
No, I called you're on Scratch and Center, Southeast, right? Medicine Hat. I called the right place. Your number ends with 9.
Okay, then you can come here if you have any issues. I'm getting another call, so I have to take it. If you want to talk, can come sit straight ahead. We will have a talk.
I have one more question, if you don't mind.
Yeah, go ahead.
Can I plug in my telephone, too? Because it rings a lot.
Sorry?
I have a phone in it. Like, I have a telephone that, like, plugs into the wall, and it, like, rings a lot for my business. So if I plug it into the wall, will I be able to receive my phone calls?
I am not sure. So you can come here. We can talk. I have to take the call.
Thank you. You've been very nice to me. Oh, she immediately hung up. As soon as she had the opportunity to hang up, she hit the hang up button lightning quick. A little bit of purposeful dead air there, so it's easier for me to edit this later. Live at rogueserver.com/Wuppy, I'm your host, Wuppy, in the Mumble. This is where I'm at. You can join the Mumble if you have a Mumble client. It's real. It is real, and it's live. It's live, and it's real, and it's... she did receive another phone call. You could hear it live. Live at rogueserver.com/Wuppy. I'm your host, Wuppy, with my co-host. That's your cue.
What am I doing?
That's your cue. Whenever I say it's with my co-host, that's your cue. Unless
it's
not
your cue.
Oh,
it's your boy. I am totally not distracted, and I'm absolutely not doom scrolling. I wanted to do a call. It's my turn to do a call.
Yes.
I have to do a call about
this is a
the polio vaccine.
McDonald's is another no number.
I have to do a call about my mentor from when I was young.
Did I belch into the microphone live?
Just kidding. I'm not stealing anyone's thunder. I'm going to do my own call.
Right up, James Donald.
What's up, Donald? How you doing tonight? Hey, it's your boy.
Hello?
It's James. How's it going? Can you hear me all right? Am I coming through down there, or do I have to speak up? Right, if you want me to speak up, I can bring this down. It's your boy, it's James. It's James, your boy. James Krug. You know James?
Who?
James. I come down there all the time. I'm the guy with all the joints. I'm always hanging out, giving out the joints.
Yeah, no.
You don't know me? Oh.
What
Brought
a
to
rude
you by
woman.
McDonald's.
I'm glad that's a no number. I'm glad
just
that's a no number, because I don't want to speak to people who are rude like that.
Yeah, I was giving them joints, and then they yelled at me instead, and they said, nope.
This is
and
the part
said,
where the
right.
show breaks down and gets real serious. If you don't accept the joints, man, you better get out of town. That's
if
all
you
I'm
don't
saying.
Accept that, your whole perspective is whack. Maybe you will love me if you fade to black.
I don't know why I'm so animated tonight. Live at rogueserver.com/Wuppy. Does that count as a phone call for you? Do you want it to count?
No.
No. Good.
I should smoke another fucking joint. That's right. I should smoke a joint with the crystals all right. Yeah. Singing on the track like, yeah. Oh, Timbo. Hope I can get Timbo on the phone.
Come on, Tim.
Timbo.
These no numbers are actually working out pretty good tonight.
Yeah, except these Timbos. Excuse me.
You're excused.
I just want to say, Timmy! I want to be like, it's Timmy. Timbo. Timmerino. Timmeron. Macaron. Chacaron. Macaron. Chacaron. Macaron.
Like that. Yeah. Wow, you're actually hitting all the notes right. That's pretty impressive.
Thanks.
This is the first no number that hasn't picked up, but we've been having good luck.
Yeah.
I don't know what this is. It's another no number. Oh, and I have the ability. Oh, why did it say invalid entry at me? It's a totally valid entry. I have the ability to sound like
a nerd live.
I can sound like the sleepiest boy.
Welcome to Wyndham Garden Medicine Hat Conference Center. This call is recorded and transcribed to improve service. I'm an automated assistant that can handle complete sentences. I can help with any questions about the hotel. How can I assist you today?
Ow. I want to do a D&D campaign in the lobby. Can I talk to somebody? Help.
That sounds like a blast. What would you like to know about setting up a D&D campaign in the lobby?
Can I do it? Am I allowed to?
Yes, you are allowed to set up a D&D campaign in the lobby. Is there anything else I can assist you with?
Can I bring my cougar down there?
Yes. You can bring your crew down to the lobby to set up your D&D campaign. Would you like any further assistance?
My cougar! My cougar!
Yeah.
My cougar! My cougar!
I'm sorry, I can't help with that. Is there anything else I can help with? If not, I can transfer you to someone who can help.
Yo, transfer me to someone who'll
let my... in the lobby?
Yeah.
Please hold while I transfer you.
Alright, hold on, I got an idea.
I'll let you do it.
Alright. Don't worry, you'll have opportunity to... Hello?
Hi there,
hello?
Good evening, I'm calling from Wyndham Gardens. Hello?
Hey, so Lee I was just talking to on the phone, she said I could come down there and set up a D&D campaign in the lobby. So me and my crew, we're going to come down there and we're going to... set up our D&D campaign. We're going to have like a blast. She said it sounded like a great idea and she gave me full permission. So I just wanted to know, do you want to be part of the D&D game? Do you want to do you have a character sheet?
I guess you dialed the wrong number. Did you call or
no,
did you talk
I was just,
to
like
someone?
I said, the lady I was just talking to before she transferred me to you. She said that I could play D&D in the lobby and that I could bring my crew down there and that, you know, she said it sounded like a great idea and that it sounded very fun and she said yes. She said fine. And then she transferred me to you.
No, sorry, but we do not allow to do something in our lobby area because guest comes in to check in.
Well, no, but that's what I'm saying. She said it was fine. So I was just, I said, I'm just trying to see, do you want to play D&D with us in a little bit?
I am at the front desk, and I never allowed anyone to do that over here.
Well, sure, but, I got permission from that other lady. She said it was great, and it sounded like a blast. We can just roll your character over the phone. We can set your character sheet up right now, and then, I'll come down there with the character sheet. And, you don't have to leave the desk. You can play from the desk. We could even make make you just, an NPC. We could make you, you could be, the tavern, the keeper of the tavern.
No, I'm good. I do have my other work as well. Thank you so much.
Oh, well, no, but I'm just saying, this is, it would be a fun, little bit of escapism down there in Medicine Hat.
No, sorry, but we do not allow to do anything in our lobby area since guests
check in. Well, see, now I'm getting mixed signals because that first lady said that it was fine and that I could play D&D. Hey, technically, she said I could play AD&D, which I guess would stand for Advanced D&D, but we're more casuals, but, like, you know.
I guess you dialed the wrong hotel. This is Wyndham Garden Medicine Hat.
Right, no, Wyndham Garden Medicine Hat with the conference center and everything. Like, we were down there, we just wanted to play in the lobby. Like, we thought it would be fun to play in the lobby. We could try and get some other people involved. And, you know, eventually we go from, like, you know, me and my crew to a whole great group of guys. It'd be pretty good.
No, but we do not allow such things in our lobby.
Well, but the lady I just talked to said, like, can you get her back on the phone? She said she can handle complete sentences. She said she can handle complete sentences. So I asked her about D&D, and she said that I could play D&D in the lobby. I have it recorded. Like, I have permission. I have recorded full permission. Well, it's not my fault that you and that lady don't communicate well. Like, have you ever talked to that lady? She's the one who just picks up the phone.
Do you have her number?
Like, I guess it's your number. You gotta call the hotel. She transferred me. She's literally transferred me.
I guess you should call them back and ask them about that thing, because we do not allow that thing in our lobby.
Well, because that's the thing. She transferred me to you, I guess, so I could just make, like, you know, the reservations to play D&D in the lobby. Or at least to let you know when I was coming around. But what's the big deal? Like, we're cool. We're respectful. We're going to bring, like, a cooler Mountain Dew down there and some Cheetos. It's going to be a good time.
No, we don't.
I got a Puffco Peak.
No, we do not allow such things in our lobby area.
All right. Well, would it be okay if I vaped in my room?
No, man, that's bullshit. She said you could play D&D in there, and I want to play D&D.
See, my buddy, he's really mad now because, like, he wants to play D&D down there. Like, he thought it would be cool, like, atmospheric to play it in the lobby of the hotel. Not to mention, they did give us permission already. And, like, I have permission directly from the hotel. Like, I'm not bullshitting you. I was talking to this lady, and she said she could handle complete sentences, and that, you know, I asked her the sentence. It was like, can I play D&D in the lobby? And she said, that sounds so much fun. Yeah, you can doodly do that. And I was like, that's great. I want to.
We've been playing
our campaign upstairs. Like, we've been playing our campaign upstairs, and now we want to move the campaign downstairs. Hello?
Yeah, what's the story?
Oh, what a bitch. She hung up. That's the story. It's over. It's Jover. We can't play D&D.
Give me that phone. Hello?
I'll take it.
Hello? Hello?
Hi. Hello.
Hi.
I'm unable to hear you.
Hi. No, this is the number. This is it starts with a 5, ends with a 9. I mean, like, but the first lady definitely said we could play D&D in the lobby. She said that was a great idea. I called this number myself. I'm looking right at it. It's the same call. She transferred me to you to clarify about something else. But she said the D&D was totally cool.
Could you please tell me the number?
I'll tell you the number.
But this is a different number. I guess you're...
This is the number. This is the number. It says... It's the number. It's the number. I'm looking at it. It says I'm calling you. It's the number. It's the number I'm talking to. I get to press the end button. It's the number. I'm looking at the number. I'm looking at the number. It's your phone number, ma'am. It's your phone number. It's the same call. She transferred me to you.
Although whatever it is, but we don't know any... games to be played in our lobby area. Thank you. Have a good day.
We have paper. It's paper. It's paper. It's paper. It's paper. It's paper. It's maps. It's paper. We can set it up. It's a great group of guys.
She figured it out.
I think she hung up. Yeah, she hung up. I feel... What's gotten into me tonight? I'm more aggressive, and that didn't feel very ethical. I'm sorry. The lady said, the lady did say it, and everyone heard it. These numbers are picking up pretty good.
All right, it's your turn, but I have more ideas, courtesy of unnamed participants. But it's your turn. Some special guests need to make calls. We need to have special guests to make calls. Get the special guests in the Whoopi Live room, or else.
Caps lock in the
Whoopi chat. If you're not using caps lock or shift key to make your letters big, then you're not allowed. You're banned.
Caps lock is cruise control for the cool.
For cool, yeah, for yeah. cool.
And I have two voices going on at the same time.
He's got two. That makes him like caps lock on the vocals.
If I start yelling like this, how's that sound?
It sounds great. Can you do a call?
Yes.
All right, I'm gonna do a kickflip while you do a call.
I don't know what's gotten into me tonight. I'm way more aggressive than I usually am.
Well, do it. Be aggressive to them.
Tim Hortons.
It looks like old Timbo is going to pick up that phone, and I can do that accent. I'm allowed to. And I have two microphones, and they both sound really good. All right, that's still a no.
Oh, it's very silent except for this microphone. It's got a lot of noise. I want to hear what it sounds like. I can't.
Thank you for calling the Pals Motel, Medicine Hat. If you know the number of the guest you are trying to reach, please enter it now. Or to reach the front desk, please touch 0.
You are being transferred to the operator.
Touch 0. The real mic's plugged into an audio interface.
Hello, Pals Motel.
Hi. Where do we plug in the mic for the audio interface?
Hello.
Hi. It's me. Pals?
Yes.
Hi. I want to... can you mentor my son?
The who?
My son.
What's the name?
Jim? Jimmy?
Oh, no, they're not here. Okay, okay, bye.
I love you.
I love you.
You know, if they're a friend of a family, I think it's okay. You know what I mean? That's my opinion.
Yeah, this one's plugged into my computer on the front panel.
Wait, no.
This one's plugged into the computer on the front.
And this one's plugged into this fucking XLR microphone. It's some top tier stuff. I think it's Jimmy's turn. This is a convenience store. Live on rogueserver.com/Whoopi. Is this another no number? All right, that's a real no number. I don't know what this no number is. It's just an address. Probably wouldn't be a bad idea to figure out what this is for my host.
Thank you for calling Travel Centers of America in Mocksville, North Carolina. If you know the extension you want, you may dial it at any time. To page a guest, press 2. For the fuel desk, press 3. For truck maintenance and repair, press 5.
Hey, Jimmy, you go.
For fast food, press 6. Or for a manager,
yeah, I guess so.
Press
I'll
8.
Go.
Okay. You're going to the fuel desk.
The fuel desk.
Thank you for calling TA. How may I help you?
How's it going? Is this the fuel desk?
Yes.
All right. Now, is there a limit to how much fuel I can get?
I'm
trying to make like a viral video on TikTok where I get a bunch of fuel and give it to the homeless. It's going to be called Fueling the Homeless. And I'm going to just give them all little bits of fuel in little bottles and say, this can fuel anything.
Cool.
Yeah.
I don't believe there is no...
I could just come down there with like a bunch of different little jars and get it all set up.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm probably going to get like, at least 100 fuel. Like 100 units 100. Fuel. At least 100 units. At least 100 units of fuel. Maybe 250 units of fuel. My backpack can carry like 300 units of fuel. Because I got the upgraded backpack. I paid for the DLC.
Okay.
Yeah. It's funny. The DLC backpack, it holds a lot, but it's like really low poly.
Okay. No, I don't believe we have a limit. I mean, it's gas.
Okay. All right. So I've got a limit in the amount that I can physically carry in my backpack, like I said, but I can get at least 250 units, and then I can give, I'm going to give, like, each homeless person, like, one unit.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
okay.
And like I said, it's for TikTok, so I'm going to have to put this on the TikTok account.
Okay, no, I think it should be good. Has anybody told you there was a limit ever?
No. Do you know how to put it on the TikTok account?
What do you mean?
Well, like, I got to put it on the TikTok account. Because, like, it's for TikTok. Like, I'm doing this as, like, a viral video for TikTok. I'm going to get, like, 1 million views. And once I get 1 million views on TikTok, they'll give me my money. And so, like, you put it on the TikTok account, and TikTok is going to cover it.
So, about the TikTok account, I mean, I really don't know.
Yeah, like, TikTok, for influencers, they have an account everywhere. It's just
where?
The TikTok account everywhere. They have it at Ralph's and Wegmans and Shaw's and Stop and Shop and Albertsons, and they have it at all the stores. Like, that's why, you know, like all the little restaurants, like the food trucks and everything, they all have the TikTok account. And you just tell them we're putting this on the TikTok account, and they say, okay, cool. And then they usually ask me what my TikTok channel is, and I tell them, it's your boy, Skinny Bajinas. And so, yeah, like, I'm just up here. We're going to be coming down there and just doing a TikTok video, giving the homeless some fuel. We're calling it Fuel Against Poverty.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's all cool,
yep.
But I've never heard about the influencer account.
Yeah, well,
it's
a TikTok account. Like, when I come in there, I'm going to say you just put this on the TikTok account, and then you guys will figure it out.
I've never heard about that account.
Yeah, so, like, yeah, you just, like, I guess, like, your boss, maybe, or your boss's boss will know what to do with it. Because I'll come in, I'll just get the gas, and I'll be like, yeah, cool, thanks. And then, yeah, no, it's the TikTok account. It's real. It's a real thing. Like, all the influencers, all the big guys, they get to use it whenever they want. because like TikTok, they take like a portion out of your paycheck afterwards to cover it. Like that's how you can make all the little viral videos with stuff that's real expensive. That's how I did like my Labubu video. They took like $150 at the afterwards, because that's about how much I had to spend on Labubus for my video. But it was on the TikTok account, you know.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, I'd have to ask somebody about that, because I've never heard about that.
So, like, the other thing I'm going to be doing is I'm going to be setting up, like, my truck with some video games out the back of them. So that's, like, just I'm trying to draw people in and get a crowd so I can make another viral video. It's going to be a different video. It's going to be the Grand Champion Street Fighter in the parking lot. So we're going to have, like, a little Street Fighter tournament out of the back of my truck. I'm going to record a video of that. But that won't cost anything. We could just do that right in the parking lot. And, like, we're going to try and get some customers to participate. It's going to be, that one's going to be different. And then afterwards, we'll put the gas on the TikTok account. And we'll just get that out and do our good deed and make sure everyone sees it.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, you were planning on coming here?
Oh, yeah, no, I am coming there. I'm on my way. I'll be there in about 45 minutes. Excuse me, I'm sleepy. I've been driving for a while. We've been going, like, town to town, state to state, just kind of, like, running through the motions, making viral videos on TikTok. I got a lot of followers. When I started this journey, I was only at about 10K, but I'm up, like, 2.5 mil now, so, like, I'm kind of a big deal. I got my own private security. I got a bodyguard. I got a ham sandwich. You know, life is good, and I smoke a fat doink every morning with breakfast, and I just praise the Lord, skinny bejeemans, you know, but that's what it is. Because,
right.
Like, you know, this is, after all, you got to remember, this is your boy, Jame, and you really, really got to remember that.
Okay.
All right.
Okay,
So I'll be down there. We're going to set this up. I'll look into the TikTok account. I'll try and reach out to my rep at TikTok, so he can get some information about the TikTok account. But typically they just kind of handle it. The management, they call the TikTok, and the TikTok takes care of it, over the phone with their account.
That's the thing. I don't have any managers with me on our shift. So that's why I don't want you to come here and then we have a problem with this TikTok account. I'm not sure.
Fine, because it's like a thing.
I've never heard about that, so I wouldn't be able to do anything if you were here.
It's like a thing. It's like a real thing.
But I don't have any authorization to be.
All the influencers get to use the TikTok account at least once in their life. It's like a rite of passage for all the influencers. Like, Belle Delphine has done it. Jame did it. You know, Jame, he does it all the time. Susanna, whatever her last name is, Susanna Spriggs, I think it is. She's got like a billion followers, and she's always using the TikTok account. So, like, if I run out of jars, would it be okay to just fill a straight up trash bag? And then, like, I can just fill my jars out of the trash bag.
A trash bag?
Yeah, like, I could just fill the trash bag up, and then, like, I can scoop it out to the homeless people. I can, like it's like a soup almost, except it's gas. I'll be like, this is gas, don't eat it. That'd be bad.
I
want to make sure that they can get where they need to go, or if they want to, like, give people, instead of, like, money for gas, you could just give someone gas. You'd be like, I've got like a gallon of gas. I could just pour it right in your tank. You know, it's like, it's a good deed, I promise.
In a bag, though?
Oh, yeah. Well, the bag, I'll be controlling the bag. The bag will be controlled by me. I'll just be able to just scoop it out of the bag.
I don't know.
That's not. That's real. It's real shit.
I guess I'm talking.
But like, that's okay. It's all right. Cause like, how about this? I'm gonna come down there and I'm just gonna do the Street Fighter. We're gonna set up the arcade cabinet out of the back of my truck. We're gonna have we're gonna put like spotlights on it and everything. We're gonna have some music playing. I might even set up my food truck out at the side. And then we're gonna get as many people as we can to do the Street Fighter tournament in the parking lot. And I'll get some like sodas and some chips, and I'll get that on the TikTok account instead, because that's not as serious as gas. Like those things, they can be put on the TikTok account without many people getting upset. You know, but like I'll get some drinks and some chips, and like, you know, we'll have a good time in the parking lot. We'll smoke a fatty. I got the Puffco Peak. I got the Puffco Peak. I got video games. It's your boy James Scrug, if you're nasty. It's your boy. You don't even know.
It's your boy. Yeah, okay, cool. I guess we'll see you when you get here then.
Yeah, man, I'll see you up on that internet when it's talking about the what?
The what?
The internet, when I'm on TikTok, like I'm a viral video sensation. About 1.5 million views and counting. My last video. Yeah, my last video was called Propane Water Slide. You should check it out.
And what's your TikTok?
I told you. It's Skinny Bajinas.
Skinny what?
Skinny Bajinas.
Bajinas?
Bajinas. Bajinas.
Bajinas?
Skinny Bajinas. It's S-K-I-N-N-Y. Skinny. Skinny. And then B-J... E-A-N-I-T-Z, Skinny Bajinas.
Oh, wow.
Skinny Bajinas. It's your boy. Oh. He's got like 2 million subscribers. He's out there. He gets like 750,000 views per video, but only when he's using the fucking TikTok account. Because that TikTok account, that's like a viral video, instant gratification, smacking it, you know? Skinny Bajanets.
Okay, period.
Period for sure. For Joe.
Okay.
But yeah, I'm on that TikTok account. We're gonna come down there with the TikTok account. We're gonna just get some chips and some soda. We're gonna record our viral video. It's gonna take at most it's gonna take like 7 or 8 hours, but I'm hoping it only takes about 3. We gotta see how many people we can get for this tournament, how many customers. Is there a customer there right now?
You said,
can
is
I
there
talk
anybody
to
here?
Them?
Who?
Yeah, like the customer.
No, I don't have anybody in right now.
Who are you talking to then? The other cashier. Alright, well, does he play Street Fighter?
Does what?
It's James. Does he play Street Fighter?
James.
Singular.
And who's that?
It's one James. That's me. My real name's James, but I go by Skinny Bajinas.
Skinny
Bajinas.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. Gang. Illuminati.
Good. Oh.
Yeah, we're straight Illuminati on TikTok style. All seeing, I am talking about Skinny Bajinas. That's what's up. You don't even know. I ain't even been there. But we're gonna come down there, we're gonna get ourselves some Cheez-Its and some chips and some crackers and pepperoni and sodas, and we're just gonna have ourselves a little jam in the parking lot. We're gonna have a quick tournament. The tournament should only take about 3.5 hours, but, you know, again, that's based on how many people we get. If we get like 25 people down there, it might be taking about 7 hours. We're gonna be all there all night, and I just turned into a auctioneer real quick. I apologize because I got 75. Now I'm talking about the 50. I'm talking about 75 with the 50. I don't really know.
Okay, well, I guess we'll wait till you get here then.
Alright, dog, I'll be seeing you later. You just gang all the way home. Check me, follow me on TikTok. It's your boy, Skinny Bajinits.
Okay, Skinny Bajinits.
Alright,
I got you.
SkinnyBajinits.com, JuniorRank.com, JuniorRank.com, Skinny Bajinits.
Okay.
We out.
Gang.
Yeah, that's what's up. I can't wait to get down there. That shit's gonna be fire. That shit's gonna be litty. Litty like a titty. You don't even know. I'm gonna be down there. We're gonna be in that parking lot smoking mad fat doinks. I'll be smoking doinks in the parking lot. Like, you don't even know.
Oh, okay. Can't wait till you get here then. All right, bye. All right,
dog. Free LaFour. Free LaFour. Free LaFour. Free LaFour. Follow G8.
Bye.
Alright, Skinny Bajin, it's out.
Gang out.
Gang. Alright, unmute Tiff.
Hello.
Hi, Tiff. Welcome to the show.
Where's Wumpy?
I don't know how that lady stayed on the phone for so long.
Gang.
15 minutes.
Gang.
Don't break the law.
Well, free LaFour.
Free LaFour.
Free LaFour.
And don't break the law.
Free.
Don't break the law.
Free. Free LaFour. Free LaFour.
Gang.
It's time for
as
everyone to do a fucking call.
Live at RogueServer.com.
It's turn. RogueServer.com.
Oh, I gotta turn
JuniorRat.com
off.
JuniorRat.com.
JuniorRat.com. Might be on there, but it's honestly very scary to open up Audacity because it lags. It lags a lot. It lags so bad. And I don't feel like hitting this button like 1,000 times. Live on RogueServer.com. It's currently at 9:01 and 15 seconds post meridian Eastern Standard Time. October 1st, 2025. Objectively, the scariest time of the year. Because it's octo, but then it's 10? That doesn't make sense. Alright, I think I'm doing a call now. Why am I pulling that up? I'm calling the no numbers. I'm not gonna go on a map. I'm calling the no numbers. This is another no number. The no numbers are really working out tonight. Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, that's what I was gonna do. Caps lock.
Thank you for remembering me around. This is Cameron. Can I help you?
Hey, Cameron. Can I do caps lock down there?
I'm sorry?
Whenever I come to the hotel, can I do caps lock? Like in real life? Hi. Cameron?
Yeah.
Am I allowed to do caps lock down there?
Who's that?
Me.
Caps lock?
Yeah, I'm Jacoby Caps Lock. I've got to do it like this. Am I allowed to whenever I reach the place, though?
I'm not really sure you're asking.
Just to talk like in Caps Lock mode? Or audio clipping? Am I allowed to clip? Our caps lock style. So I can come down there and I can do a caps lock style?
Sure.
Okay, that's good?
Sure.
Hi, I'm Jacoby. You're Cameron. And are you live?
Yeah, are you coming through?
Yeah. I'll come through today. I'm going to, stay there, I guess. Oh, my throat was so sore. Oh, you hung up. For real. I'm your host, Whoopi. Tonight on the Whimsical Whoopi Show. I don't know if that's been used yet. It's October 1st, 2025. It's 9:04. 10 seconds post-meridian. Eastern Standard Time. I'm your host,
welcome to the show,
Whoopi. And we are doing it live.
Doing it live for all those people, for all those sinners.
You know, a great man once said, "Fuck it, we're doing it live." And I agree with him.
A wise man once said, "Fuck it, I'm gonna do it." That man's name was James.
Scrug. Oh, I think it's Tiff. Tiff? Is it Tiff?
It's Tiff's turn.
If anyone
else
wants to make a call, join the mumble. Just join the mumble. It's normal.
It'd be really cool if Dragomir made a call. I would really like that if Dragomir made a call. Because I like it when Dragomir makes calls. He's funny. Fucking guy.
Who?
Oh, just some guy. He does the corn down every week.
Hi, Clone and Rip.
Hello. Hello. Can you hear
me?
Hello?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, hi. How are you?
Not bad. How's you?
I'm doing great. Is it true that if I stay there, I have to talk in caps lock?
What?
The great group of guys, Dragomir said I had to talk in caps lock because it's what we're doing tonight.
No, you called the wrong number.
Yeah, no, I didn't. This is the hotel.
No, it's not the hotel.
Yes, it is. JuniorRat.com / Free LaFord, don't break the law.
That wasn't a hotel.
Sorry.
No, there is something to that. There's something to that, though, definitely. I think it's James. James apostrophe S.
Excuse me.
Is it the
term? It's James. It's dab time, suckers.
James' turn.
James. The guy who's so high he can't even think about none of that.
I don't know. I don't care.
Hey.
If your name ends with an S, I'm going to add an apostrophe S, and you cannot stop me. Because James is... there's a difference
James.
Between James's and James.
James.
This is Husky.
It's your boy. I'm yawning. It's your boy.
These no numbers are really working out.
Welcome to the show. How's it going, buddy? How are you doing tonight? What's going? What's popping? What's poppin'? You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what? I hit him with too many things at once. Let me try again.
That's still a no on that number.
That's a good no.
I don't think it's harassment.
If I can hit him with the scat man, John. I don't think I did the thing. Then make it. It's your boy, Skinny Bajinas, doing a Scatman John impersonation. The Scatman can do it, so can you.
This is called Hometown.
Hometown.
Medicine Hat. Wow, these no numbers are really picking up.
Hometown Culinary, Rick speaking.
Hey, hold on 1 second. My Puffco's just about ready to be taking this fat-ass dab, so I gotta take this dab real fast. Give me 2 seconds. Hold up. Alright, so, it's cool if I'm taking dabs down there, right?
Sorry?
I broke out the Puffco. Me and my homies, we're hitting it.
Oh, what a, she wasn't amused, I guess. I don't, that doesn't count.
Redo, redo.
Are we going to run out of no numbers? I hope not. All right, this is a shell. I should turn that off. Wow, these no numbers are really picking up.
Sure are.
Hi, Denver Motel, please.
Hey, it's your boy, James. How's it going down there tonight?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, I'm pretty good. I just been taking some straight-up globbers out of this Buffco here. And I was just wondering, y'all got any fake poo down there?
Sorry, what?
Y'all got any fake poo down there? Y'all got any fake poo down there? No, they ain't got any fake poo down there. Alright, I'm going for strike three. Let me go for strike three.
The phone's doing something.
Yeah, I can hear it, but they totally hung up. Y'all got any fake poo down there and the iced tea with the fake poo in it?
I want that fake poo.
I want that fake poo right, with that man. Iced tea. The iced
actually,
tea with the fake poo.
Actually, that still doesn't count. That's still a no.
Yeah, I know. That's a no.
All right, this is your fourth strike and you're out.
What? It's fourth strike? Was that strike three?
I think this is strike.
No, that
I think
was
that
two.
Was strike three, but this is strike four.
All right,
we can
fine.
Bend
this
the rules
is a
here.
Mulligan.
Wow, these no numbers are really picking up.
What am I calling?
Hello, this is Mobley.
Hey, y'all got any fake poo down there?
Unfortunately, we don't.
Y'all got any iced tea down there?
Iced tea,
Hey, iced tea and then some of them powdered donuts?
We don't have powdered donuts, but the only iced tea-ish thing we have is a fuzz.
Okay, lemon. All right. I just need something that's got a little bit of brown, and I can get something like a donut or some kind of pastry, and I could make it brown, and I could make it into the fake poo.
Maybe try Tim Hortons?
Yeah!
I know they
Y'all
sell donuts.
Y'all got any real poo down there?
Just chips and...
Just chips.
Chocolate.
Just chips of poo. Poo chips. Alright.
Yeah.
Alright. Well, shit. You've been real helpful tonight. I appreciate it. I'm gonna come down there. I'm gonna get me some of that fuzzy lemon and, maybe some Just Chips.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you. Thank you for all your help tonight. I appreciate you. I want to let you know that my name's Jimbo. All right? My friends, they call me Skinny Bajinas. All right? All right. Been lovely talking to you.
You have a good night.
Been lovely talking to you. You have a great night. Skinny Bajinas out. O-U-T. Bajinas.
Okay.
Just keeping it real. I'll be talking to you later. I love you, alright?
Thank you.
What's the poutine routine down there? Y'all got a routine for the poutine when you're down there?
Not for poutine, no.
No routine, no poutine routine. Alright, okay, alright. Well, I was just wondering if y'all had some kind of protocol. Potato call, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
All right.
Hi. I will let you go now.
All right, dog. I'll be talking to you later. I'll be saying that, you know, Skinny Virginia's out. I'll be saying I come down there. I'll give you a wink. I'm going to let you know. I'm going to be like, yeah, it's your boy Skinny.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Okay. Right. I'll see
gang.
You whenever you come by then.
Word. I'll be there. We'll see you.
See you. Bye-bye.
Straight up. Peace.
What was that?
You were gonna get the fake poo and the poutine and the donuts. That was interestingly marked as rude lady on the thing.
I like it. She was really nice tonight.
She was nice this time.
She wanted to know the fake Southern man.
I guess last time she wasn't
Jimbo.
So nice, and she was marked as rude, but she seemed plenty pleasant to me. Live at RokeSober.com. Whoopi.
Dragomir, get down here and do a call. Don't be such a listening Larry.
Don't be a stranger. Live at RokeSober.com/Whoopi. I'm your host, Whoopi. It's a whimsical Whoopi show. Oh, I said the S word. I'm sorry.
7-Eleven, Dragon Road. How may I help you?
Hi, Dragon. Can I? I have a question.
Sure.
How do we do it like caps lock down there?
How do we what?
Caps lock at the 7-Eleven.
Gas log.
Yeah, gas log. Like how do you do that? Because I was trying to count the gas as it was going into the car. When I lost count pretty quick. I just wanted to like check it against like the computer.
Did you pay for gas here then leave?
Yeah. Well, I put it in my car and I put it in a Jimmy can and I brought it home and I was trying to like divvy it up in these glass bottles. And I was trying to count how much gas I was putting in it, but I lost count pretty quick. And like I don't know how much like went on the floor.
It would be on the receipt if you got one.
Yeah, so I got one Jimmy can and I put it in like 15 beer bottles, but I lost count of how much gas went in. You know what I mean? Hi. I lost count. I think that's from sunny Philadelphia. I want to establish a chain of custody. That way I don't accidentally steal anything. Oh, gotta get adjusted in the chair. I think it's the co-host, Stern. Or if you want to join in the mumble, you can join in the mumble. Mumble.rogueserver.com.
Cloudmaster, go. Do a call.
Oh.
A new Cloudmaster. Yeah.
Cloudmaster.
All right, I'll do a call.
Sweet. All right, this should be a 7-Eleven. Wow, these no numbers sure are picking up.
Thanks for calling 7-Eleven. How can I help you today?
Hey, I wanted to call just kind of like, what are your rules around like loitering outside? If I want to just hang out for a while?
Pardon?
Yeah, am I allowed to loiter down there?
I didn't understand. Can you say it again?
Like, I want to hang out outside and stand around out front. Is that okay?
7-Eleven?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah, like me and a bunch of my friends, we're just going to stand outside the store.
Oh, yeah, you can.
And just hang out.
Yeah, you can.
And was there a time limit? Do we have to, like...
Yeah, you can. It's okay. Have a good one.
Wait. Okay. So I can just stay there unlike... There's no time limit on how long I can stand there?
Yeah, you can.
Can I bring food from other restaurants to the parking lot and eat it?
Yeah, you can, you can.
There's no restriction on that?
No.
Okay, and then can you tell the other employees so in case you're not working?
Yeah, sure, but like not take too long.
Are you busy?
Yeah, because I have a line of customers.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm really sorry. Hey, have a great evening. God bless you.
Yeah, bye. You too.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool how I let everyone listen to that static like that.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. It wasn't intentional.
Yeah.
Live on rogueserver.com/Wuppy. I'm your host, Wuppy. Whenever Jimmy asked Clout to get on a phone call, Cloutmaster immediately left for like a second. And that's what made me laugh. I've explained it. You could have seen this happen in the mumble and had a giggle. It was an accident. I'm 100% certain. Oh, what's that clipping sound? Is it this? It is that. Wait, whose turn is it now? Is it Jimmy's turn?
I'll go if nobody else wants to. I'm not very good at this.
Oh. You're doing good. As my co-host, if you weren't doing
good, sorry.
If you weren't doing good, I'd still let you make calls. But I would.
Hooray!
Would I tell you you're doing good, though, if you were doing. Not to hurt your feelings? These are questions that have real answers.
Alright, I think I have an idea.
Okay. Shell. Wow, these no numbers are really picking up.
Cycle
Kit Outreach.
Just give me a moment, please.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, yes? I just had a question. Can I use the phone when I'm down there?
Huh?
Can I use the phone when I'm down there? Like, can I use the phone? When I'm down there at the circle. Oh. Well, that was not nice. I had a simple question. I don't think that was rude.
Maybe I should mark her down as rude. What a rude woman.
Yeah, mark her down as... just write the B word.
Okay. The B
word.
Yeah. I'll let you go again.
Okay.
I could do something.
Maybe I should use this accent for my calls. Maybe I should talk like this when I'm on my phone call. When I make a phone call, I should be like, "Hey, it's your boy.
It's your Joyce.
My name's Calvin." Yeah,
wow, these no numbers are really picking
up. Calvin.
This person cannot be reached at the moment. Please leave a message after the tone. After you leave
fucking...
a message, you can modify it by pressing pound.
You don't leave a message. I...
Hey, yeah, this is Carl. I'm over here. We're just having a great night. Me and my friend, he brought his cougar and his jaguar and his fucking sexy ass, and we're just hanging out. Yeah. Give us a call back at 707-0707-0707. Just keep pressing 700 until you get us.
Yeah. Peace! That was pretty cool how that picked up like that, though.
Oh, yeah. These no numbers are really picking up. Calvis. Calvis.
Do you want it? One more?
Yeah, strike three, I suppose. At this point, I don't even remember what the premise was.
Well, I'm doing something different. I have it.
On Clarion Point Hotel in Medicine Hat. To reach a guest, please enter the 3-digit room number. For front desk, press 1 or stay
guess.
On the line. To book a birthday party, corporate event, or wedding group, please press 2. To make a guest reservation, please press 3.
Wait, was that a yes on the guest?
Ow! Yeah.
Let's try 1, 2, 3.
Say yes to the guest.
Yes to the guest.
1, 2, 3 is not a valid extension. Please try again.
117.
Okay.
117 is not a valid extension. Please try again.
102.
Thank you for calling Clarion Point Hotel in Medicine Hat. To reach a guest, please enter the 3-digit room number for front desk.
Okay.
Transferring to the guest.
The guest.
102. Right,
102, let's go.
The guest is not available to take your call.
Right.
Please leave a message.
Okay. It's pretty cool how these no numbers are picking up.
Really cool.
Hotel in Medicine Hat. To reach a guest.
Please stay on the line while your call is transferred to the operator.
Oh, she sounds so affirmative.
Good evening. Thank you for calling Clarion Point Hotel. JM Mahoney.
Hey, I'm up here in my room right now. I just had a couple quick questions about the hotel lobby, actually.
For sure, please.
All right, so, like, I was just wondering, like, could I come down there and fingerboard in the lobby? Would that be all right?
Oh, sorry.
Like, I noticed some spots that I could totally shred, and I was just kind of hoping I could come down there and bust a couple sick dick flips with my fingerboard. I usually film it, post it on TikTok and Instagram and shit. Got a lot of followers. I'm like actually like a semi-pro fingerboarder.
I apologize, sir. You say fingerboard?
Yeah, fingerboard. It's like a skateboard, but it's for your fingers.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, so, like, I saw some stuff while I was down in the lobby that really inspired me. I thought I could get a couple really good tricks on it. And I just wanted to make sure that it would be okay if I came down there and did that for a little bit.
For that, I would
have to
double.
I already got some footage out of my room, you know? Like, I brought some ramps with me, and I got, like, a little stair set and everything. Like, I usually keep that MF thing on me, if you know what I'm saying. My fingerboard and my little obstacles usually, they come with me where I'm going.
And you said, sir, that you're staying with us?
Yeah, I've been up here in my room. I've been just practicing on the desk. I got the little picnic table out. I've been doing, like, nose blunts.
Yeah. Because I want to double check it with the management. You know your room number?
Oh, no, I'm not really sure, actually. I've been up here for a while, and I kind of just zoned out.
What's your last name?
My last name?
Yes.
Well, my last name is Scrug, but I don't usually give a proper last name. So my last name is probably going to be some kind of combination of, like, a Jamowski or a Lebonski or Levivsky or Lefevre or sometimes I use something simple like a Smith or a West or a North. Sometimes it's a little more complicated.
I need
like a Zanwicki or Tempofko. But usually I use a pretty simple first name, like a Bill or a Jim or a Larry or a Steve or a Mike.
Actually, sir, I'm asking the information to verify if you're a hotel guest to inform the management if they will allow you.
It's probably under Jake Lebisky, to be perfectly honest.
And what's the room number?
Oh, it's I'm pretty sure the room number adds up to 7 if you add all the numbers together. So it's like a 105 or something, maybe. Or, well, no, that doesn't add up to 7. It'd be like 115.
Okay, sir. Actually, since it cannot give me some information, I think I will not be able to help you with that.
But all I'm asking is if I can come down there and fingerboard in the lobby.
We want to know, sir, if you're a hotel guest as well.
Right, but like, if I come down there with my fingerboard and my ramps and stuff, and my room key, and I can prove to you that I'm staying in the hotel, will you let me fingerboard down there?
That thing, sir, I need to check with the management first. Is this the best phone number to call you back?
Well, no. No, because this is like a prepaid. It's kind of like a disposable vape, except it's a cell phone. So, like, once it's out, and I have to get a new one.
We'll have to double-check with the management first before. What's the best phone number to call you back?
I don't feel comfortable giving that out, actually, just because, like, this isn't necessarily a secure line. I don't think those exist anymore. And again, like I said, this call is about fingerboarding in the lobby, so I don't think it's really that serious. I'm really just trying to get down there. Like I said, I saw some things when I was in the lobby that looked really fun to skate. That's all I'm saying. I was hoping that I wouldn't have to go down there and be, like, covert about it, because, like I said, I want to record, and I want to record comfortably. But, like, I know how to fingerboard before you get kicked out of the spot. You know, like, I'll get in there, I'll get my tricks done before you even notice. So, like, it's fine. Like, it's fine. Go back to watching, like, cartoons or whatever it was you were doing before I called.
Okay, sounds good. I don't think I can help you with that then. Thank you.
All right, no, you don't have to. I'm like, you know, you might see me, you might not. If you hear clicking and clacking, just ignore it.
She hung up. Immediately after saying she can't help you. I wonder what cartoon she's watching. I hope she's watching Felix the Cat or something.
Me too.
What do you think she's watching? What's Rogue Server Nation think she's watching?
Dexter's Lab.
What does the Scared Man think she's watching?
Well, no, that was Carthor thinks it's Dexter's Lab. I think she's watching South Park. I think she's a big fan of South Park. Or as I like to call it, South Peasy.
South Peasy. And the hazy.
South Peasy. My sheezy.
RookServer.com/Wappy. I'm your host, Wappy, and we are live.
We're just started. Getting breezy on it.
Yeah, we just started, like, randomly. We just, you know.
Welcome to the show.
We just started. We started without any rhyme or reason. Oh, I remember that this year just marked rude. That was from the last show. And just seeing that.
Yeah.
Video, that made me giggle.
Jane.
Oh, it's the Players Pub. Do you remember the Players Pub?
Vaguely.
Yeah.
Well, play it for real. Oh, excuse me, everyone. I woke up very early this morning.
Tiff, what do you think they're watching?
Oh, fuck. Hold on.
These no numbers are really picking up.
Foster's Home for Imaginary Friends.
That's a good one. Wow, these no numbers are really picking up. Welcome to the show. This phone's ringing. Oh, it's a sad moment today on Whimsical Luppy. This spree was broken.
I think she's watching heavy metal.
Ooh.
That's a good one. A good one, Tiff.
Is it Black and Silver?
It's a great fucking great movie.
Hanover Fist. Shout outs to Hanover Fist, everybody.
Shout outs to the homies over at rogueserver.com.
Just at least no number's really picking up.
Shout out to the Lochnar.
Good evening.
Hi.
Holding Express Grapevine. Please hold.
I, second guess and like, oh my god, who is me? I get drunk, I'm selling me, but you come back. No. It won't do it. You're a no number forever now. Welcome to the show. You're listening live. Oh, these no numbers are really picking up. Ah, that's much better. Oh, wow, that's unfortunate. These no numbers are really picking up.
DSW North, where you can enjoy travel essentials like complimentary Wi-Fi. Start your day off with
It's pretty bad whenever I can call an entirely different country across the ocean. It sounds better than this.
For an existing or previous reservation, press 1. For new room reservations, press 2. For sales and events, press 3. For all other needs, please remain on the line.
Ah. Kind of.
I'll transfer you now.
Thank you. Hi.
Thank you for calling Wilton. This is Kevin. How can I help you?
Hi, Kevin. I have a opossum on the end of a shovel. What do I do about him now?
Sorry, sir. Can you come again, please?
I have an opossum. He's on the end of the shovel. He looks real pissed at me. What do I do about him? At the hotel? The Spark?
Sorry, I'm not able to understand. Can you come again?
An opossum on the end of my shovel? He's live. He's an opossum. He's like, he's got like rings and stuff. And he like, he goes through it and eats ticks. And he prevents rabies. And he's really good at it.
Sorry, which room are you in?
Outside. I'm local.
Okay, so what is this regarding?
Opossum. Do you know opossum?
No.
Oh, it's like a little animal. It has like hands.
Okay.
Like an
okay.
Yeah. He's on the end of my shovel. So do I just what do I do with him? Do I fling him or?
So, like, side of the hotel are you right now?
Around, like, you know where the garbage can is? Because I was hitting it with the shovel, the garbage can.
Okay.
And the opossum climbed right on my shovel, and I figure I could probably launch him maybe up on the roof there, if that's, like, allowed. He's kind of ferocious looking. He's got this crazy.
Oh, let me come back to you there. I'm just coming outside right now. I'm not able to understand clearly, so I'll come there and work with you.
Okay, I can bring him. Like, I could take him there.
Which side do you want to take?
Like a garbage can.
Yeah.
I think because I have mechanical advantage, I have a tool. It's like a lever, and so I can like use it to propel the opossum like on the roof.
No. So you're at the garbage can?
Yeah. Like a catapult.
Settle down, you.
He's kind of like biting, like nipping style. You know what I mean?
So you got a back channel he got.
I had to run away because he was on that shovel pretty fierce. I'm trying to like shake him loose. I'm running.
Okay, you can throw him in the garbage can or
I can throw him in the garbage can.
Yeah.
Thank you. So I have full permission to put him back where I found him. Sweet. I'm glad you guys like the wildlife there. I just wasn't sure what to do with him. I'll just put him in a garbage can, and he'll just go keep... Because he found a can. He is chewing on a can.
Okay.
Yeah. Do I take the can from him, or is he allowed to have it?
It's up to you.
All right. It's normal. You gotta agree. It's normal. You hear him? Hi. You hear the opossum? He's an opossum.
You're coming towards the front of the garbage can?
Yeah, I can come down there later. I sprinted, so... I have a general idea where you're at, though.
Okay.
I'm the opossum, so I'll just put him back in the garbage can.
You're outside the hotel at the dump yard, right?
Yeah. I don't want you to, like, see me. I'm different.
You're at the front now?
I can go there, but I don't want to be seen. That's weird. It's very weird what this website's done. I'm going to refresh the page. Oh, it's very silent. It's like somber, somberly silent. But it shouldn't be somber. It's Whoopi. It's Whoopi. I'm your host, Whoopi. I got this opossum on a shovel. It's normal. Jimmy.
What? It's the Whoopi show.
I called Jimmy over to the microphone. That's normal, right? To have the opossum on the shovel.
I'm not sure what's normal or what's not so normal anymore. Very, very stoned.
Oh, he's got that Buffco Pete with the Sunset Sarsaparilla string.
Stop. Sunset Sarsaparilla.
Yeah.
Yeah, brother. Mama!
Yo, he's got that Sunset Sarsaparilla up in the Buffco Pete.
Ow!
Setting 2 for maximum extraction without burning the herb.
You don't want to burn that herb.
Don't want to burn the herb. Oh, is that racist? No, it's not. I've seen a people who look like me can't speak like that. Let's just get really heady and very serious. And why aren't these phones ringing? Why aren't these phones ringing? Shouldn't these phones be ringing? Is the host of the whimsical Whoopi just leaning back in his chair, fondling the mic stand? We don't know. Was fondling the right word to use there? Maybe. It's another thing we don't know anything about. Oh my god. Have I called this? This is the no show. Or just... calling all the numbers I have marked with no. And there's this fucking Tim Hortons. I think I can say the address, kind of. Well, it's in unit 666. So, make it that what you will. I'm going to call them regardless. Wait, it's not even my turn. But it could be my turn. Hey, Jimmy, do you want to talk to these people?
Oh, I guess.
Okay.
1, 2, 3, yes. No, you, yes. In the sheets.
Well, these no numbers are really picking up.
Try some more rude numbers.
I only have like a few rude numbers, and it feels a little weird to call them. Wow, these no numbers are really picking up. That's normal. I'm a pianist. I guess that no number didn't pick up. It shot a hole in my no number theory. But I have a lot of no numbers here. There's like so many no numbers here, it's outrageous. Jimmy, or yeah, it's still Jimmy.
Yes, Jane. What up?
These no numbers are really picking up.
These no numbers are really gay.
And that's okay.
Wait, what? Yeah, it is fine. I'm just saying this.
Thank you for calling Sheets. How can I help you?
Hey, Sheets. How's it going tonight?
Good. How can I help you?
I was just wondering, are there any customers down there right now?
Yes, we always have customers down here.
Do you think I could talk to one?
Just any of them?
Yeah, it doesn't really matter. Oh. Oh. What a jerk.
Does that... I'm gonna change that back to a no. You're doing a good job at keeping these no numbers no's.
Hooray.
Yeah. Live at urkserver.com/.
All right, I gotta do something, actually. Get me somewhere where I could get, like, a breakfast item.
I kinda wanna get... Oh, shoot. Let me find something here. It's a lot of no numbers. Oh, a Canadian Harvey's. I think you can get breakfast at a Harvey's. It sounds like the... If I asked ChatGPT, it would say yes to that, so...
Thanks for calling Harvey's. To speak to the restaurant directly...
Harvey!
For all other inquiries, please visit harveys.ca and sign up for offers, upcoming promotions, and burger news. Now that's a beautiful thing.
What did it say to press?
Two.
Hi, and thanks for calling.
Wait while I transfer your call.
These no numbers are really picking up. Okay, real talk. You're doing a disservice to the no numbers.
Yeah, these numbers are really picking up.
Honestly,
Call
better.
Reverse dog slayer.
It's honestly better than the usual pickup rate, I feel.
The mouse god.
The mouse god.
The mouse god.
Oh. I need real mixers. I think everything with one mouse is kind of horrible.
These no numbers are really picking up.
Yeah. No numbers are really making me want another bowl of cereal.
Oh!
Oh, milk and cereal sounds so good right now.
You get that cereal
milk.
Milk and cereal. Milk and cereal.
Oh, these no numbers are really picking up.
Cereal and milk.
And what's the best chocolate cereal and why?
It's the Cocoa Pebbles, and it's because it's pebbles and it's cocoa for freedom.
Correct.
What about chocolate Dino Bites?
Oh, no.
Whoa.
Cookie Crisp. Bomb.
Cookie Crisp is not the best cereal.
Hi, sir. Circle K, we're here.
Hey, how's it going? It's your boy. I just woke up. My name's Breakfast Brian. I'm looking for your best breakfast item. What do you got down there that I could have for like a breakfast delicacy?
You can get taquitos and a sandwich, chicken sandwich.
Chicken sandwich for breakfast? I'm talking about like you all got pancakes.
No.
You got an omelet. You got like a taquito that's got egg and sausage or something.
I can make you a
sausage. This is Breakfast Brian. This isn't Lunchtime Larry, you know what I'm talking about?
Hey, I'll be right back. I forgot my
money. I can make you a sausage.
It's not dinner time, Dave. It's Breakfast Brian.
We don't sell breakfast at this time.
Oh, come on. Y'all ain't got no cereal down there?
It's a 9 at night, right?
Yeah, that's but I just woke up thing. And it's Breakfast Brian. That's my name. It's on my identification card. Fucking asshole. Fuck
I love
dick.
The character of Breakfast Brian from the other character.
Breakfast Brian.
Dame. Okay, I think it's someone else's turn. I like that. I like Breakfast Brian. Okay, I think... Leaf.
Yeah, that was a call. It's Leaf's turn. I gotta eat a bowl of cereal.
Leaf!
Do you wanna do it, Leaf?
Let's do it. Where are we going?
If this picks up, it's a no number. It should be an Arby's.
Oh, I like Arby's.
Alright, come on, no number. Come on! These no numbers really been picking up, though.
Man, these no numbers been picking up.
Yeah. Why do you sound better? You sound better. These no numbers are really picking up.
Hello. Please leave a message after the tone.
What? Wow, these no numbers are really picking up.
I was really picking up.
There's a cat. There's a cat.
Get this cat out of here.
And there's... But do we add the dog? Do we add the dog? Oh my god. The dog's going in reverse. I love you.
Thank you.
That doesn't count as a call, though.
That doesn't count.
I don't know what the
it
hell
wasn't
Value Village
multi-dimensional.
Is.
Multidimensional?
Yeah. The multidimensional dog is nothing to sneer your nose at. Like that. More no numbers. We got so many no numbers. Just going through all the no numbers. This is before no numbers. I made a dash and I said didn't pick up.
I'm so high. I can't even think of what to say.
I'm high on life. I don't know what this is. It has nothing. It could be anything. So prepare yourself. Use context clues. These no numbers are really picking up.
Wow. These no numbers are really picking up.
I think we tempted...
Thank you for calling the Ramada Hotel at Stockman's Casino. How can I help you?
Hello, how's it going? What's your name?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing good. Is there a little bit of... I asked you what your name... What's your name? My name's Kyle. Nice to meet you. I think we got off on the wrong foot.
Hi, how can I help you, sir?
What's your name? I want to address you properly.
Oh, what a rude woman.
She was about to say it like two or three times, and I just cut her off. Oh my god.
You have to try again.
That was bad. Okay, I'll try again.
Legally, you have to try again.
I need their name because my premise was about their name. But...
Introduce your name first and then ask theirs.
Okay, yeah, I'll be a normal person.
Yeah.
What the hell is this? Why is it's just an address and it says no in the phone number too. I have no idea what this is, so you're going to have to use context clues again.
I kind of like me just getting more and more, like, weird about asking what their name is.
Hello, Jordan.
Hello, how's it going?
Hello.
It's Kyle.
Good, how are you?
Hello. Hey, what's your name?
Yeah.
My name's Kyle.
Yeah, Kyle.
Okay, hi. Do you guys have got a fluid expert down there?
Sorry?
Iced tea?
Iced tea?
Iced tea-ish. Do you have anything iced tea-ish down there?
No, we don't have.
Maybe you like a little bit like it?
No.
I'm overstimulated right now, and I think I need to drink some iced tea-ish sort of fluids. But I'm looking for a fluid expert as well, if you could... I really don't think you have a fluid expert down there, do you?
No, we don't have.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, so we don't have any iced teas.
No iced tea? What about a black light?
No.
You guys got an extra black light down there?
No.
Because I was using mine, and it cut off. I think you guys got, like, a black light, like, diffuser or something in here. It doesn't work.
The freeze?
It broke it. Black light
diffuser.
What's
your number?
Plus 8 times 2. I think the fleas did it, sir. The fleas are affecting my black light. I could see them. They're like little specks. They're jumping around. They're like laughing at me and screaming and clapping.
What's your room number?
8 plus 8 times 2. But you're going to have to do the times 2 first. That's the PEMDAS. If you catch my drift. Sir?
So you're calling at the Edgewater model?
Yes, sir. I'm in the room. I'm smoking under the bed right now. I didn't want to tell you, though. I thought that was going to be a problem.
Yeah, I'm just asking what's
that?
Your room number?
The room with the bathroom? I'm in the bathroom right now.
Yeah, but what's your room number, I said?
How do I check?
You have the room number, right?
Because I think I switched the room numbers around when I first entered my room. And now I'm under the bed, so I don't even think I'm in the room anymore. Yeah, if you want to, I think I can do it touchstone tile, style? Style? Do you want me to give that to you? It's like 8.
Just tell me.
There we go. Do you hear that? That should be the number. Do you have a decoder?
But what you want exactly?
Well, right now I'm smoking under the bed. I was going to see if that's cool. I did have a couple other questions about my black light, about the fleas that were jumping around under my bed. Which one would you like to address first? I'll let that slide on to you.
Sorry, I don't get you. What you say?
I'll give you the floor, sir. You have the floor. Hello, sir. How can I help you? My name is Kyle. I'm at the front desk. Sir, I'm really not understanding.
I think that 8 drove him over the edge there.
I have no clue what that call was.
It was odd.
It's perfect. It's perfectly confusing.
I wonder what would happen if I... It's not a real touch tone. It's not a real DTMF generator. It's a DTMF 8. I'm just playing it at different frequencies. Live at RogueServer.com. I'm your host, Wuppy. Co-host, James. Here, live in the studio, we have a couple guests. We have Cloutmaster. We have Scared Man. And we have Tiff.
Live in the studio, we've got guests. You didn't know, now you know.
Yeah. Wait, which one's the one to dial emergency?
I'm making some eggs right now. That's funny.
Oh, hell yeah. Welcome to the show.
I just keep smoking weed even though I'm really high.
I don't know what this number is.
I don't know what's wrong with me. It's my turn, I think.
Is it your turn?
It's always my turn. Welcome to the show.
What about Tiff? Or Cloutmaster?
What about Dragomir? Maybe he could come down from the other room and do a call. He's listening.
Here in Maine, it's 50 degrees right now.
Oh.
I think he's watching Scott.
Here in the studio, it's currently 10:01 and 40 seconds post-meridian Eastern Standard Time, October 1st, 2025.
Here in the studio with Cloutmaster, Tiff, Whoopi, Scared Leaf, Basehead, Carthor,
Tiff, Manna Pie,
Whoopi,
and Pie, the answer
Santa
to.
Claus.
Everything's going
it's
wrong.
Caps Lock. It's Caps Lock tonight.
Caps Lock.
Man is above us. Not in the studio. Yeah. It's in a separate room altogether. Wait, it's...
The man upstairs. He's upstairs. He's outside of the studio.
He's looking down on us.
From a side horse.
He's Wait, in the other room. Who's... Not in the studio.
Jimmy?
Whoa, what up?
Your turn.
Jane, what to do?
Or Tiff, or Clubmaster?
Cooking eggs, man.
I'm not in charge.
I can't do any pranks.
I'll do one.
Okay. Another no number. They're all no numbers tonight. I say the sacred words. The sacred words have been a real mixed bag recently. What the fuck?
What a bitch.
They picked up and immediately hung up.
What about that?
Situation's dire.
The situation's critical. Scheme situation critical.
Situation is critical.
Like that.
His name, Jame. His game, it's lame. Don't look out, because you better not scry.
Ooh.
Oh, go. Hey, that's telling you why.
Alright, I'm going to get fresh numbers, because he's...
Alright.
It's no numbers. Or a real mixed bag.
Your host is getting fresh numbers here at the studio.
Apparently 2 hours, 20 minutes in to the impromptu stream. literally just out of the blue.
No intro.
No intro.
Which means, hey Whoopi.
Extra long outro?
Get it ready. Get ready. Welcome to the show.
Yeah. Welcome to the show.
Live
on roadserve.com/Whoopi. We're home with a prank call. Home with a prank call. Yeah, hello? Excuse me. Sorry. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, my friend's up in the room right now. He's making eggs. He's making eggs in the room. Is that okay?
Are you at the Dreamcatcher Inn?
Oh, yeah. We got a hot plate.
Oh, yeah. You can make eggs.
Yeah.
You're in the cedar cabin?
Yeah, he's making eggs in the cedar cabin. He said, don't tell anyone, I'm going to make some eggs. I was like, hey, why not tell anyone? So I just wanted to make sure that it was okay to make some eggs up here. Because he might not care, but I care. He was
fine.
I'm just going to make some eggs, don't tell anybody. And I was like, why wouldn't you tell anybody you want to make eggs? But I guess he's putting some kind of mushroom in the egg. I don't know. He's a weird
making
guy.
Making an omelet.
I guess. Yeah, he said he's going to trip balls.
Okay.
All right. Well, as long as it's cool for him to make eggs up here in the room, then I guess that's it.
Yeah, it's the cedar cabin, so there's cooking
stuff
there.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm gonna smoke a couple cigarettes about it, I guess, because I was really hoping he would not be allowed to make eggs, because he was being a little weird about it. He was like,
okay.
I'm going to make eggs. Don't tell anybody.
Okay. No, it would be worse if you were smoking the cigarettes in the cabin. Then I'd have a fit.
Oh, as long as I'm doing it under the bed, it's fine, right? if I do it under the bed,
outside.
Then no one will be able to tell. Way outside.
Yeah.
Where's
outside,
that?
Yeah.
Way outside. All right, I guess I got to figure out how to get way outside.
Yeah, okay.
So that's a half a mile from the property?
Yeah, sort of.
Way outside. All right, okay. Well, I got like a little ATV I can ride that around.
Yeah.
I go,
okay.
Rum, 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 you know what I mean?
Okay.
Okay.
All right, I'll let you go.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. All right. I love you. I love you. I love you. Hey, they're going to get Taco Bell in Sweden. Have you heard they're going to get Taco Bell in Sweden? That's awesome. Good for Sweden.
Oh, she's gone.
They're going to get Taco Bell over there.
What a nice lady.
Yeah, she was great.
Pretty cool about everything.
She's going to trip balls.
Yeah, I liked her.
Mm-hmm.
What's this one? Oh, this is a little bit ominous.
Dragomir, come do a call.
Ooh.
Oh, I like this. I like this a lot. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Whoopi show, let's go. Drop the beat. I don't know what a freestyle is. Yeah. Jizz on your pants, in your face, in your ace. I don't even give a fuck. I be on the place. Made a lyric up as I was taking a dump. And now I'm eating the truck. Like, what the fuck does that even mean? It's a chocolate chuck machine. And I don't give a fuck, G. I don't want none of that shit. So y'all can just suck on my dick.
Live.
Real talk. I don't give a fuck. I'm baked as hell and y'all ain't got no luck. Cause you're listening to the Whoopi show.
could be doing anything else, but I don't know. You're choosing to spend your time here. That's weird. I don't give a fuck, man. Go there. Listen to that. Smoke some crack. Y'all don't even know this shit be whack. I'm like, it's a goof and a gaff and a laugh. Smoking mad trees like that.
Live.
I ain't got words, nothing to say. I'm fucking lame and I'm fucking gay. That's Ooh. Right. Say it tonight. We're gonna tonight. Jam and it's a ham blam scam. Because my name is Skinny Jeanitz.
Skinny
Bajeanitz if you bastards mean it.
Ooh. Alright, we're gonna
Alright, that's enough. That is way, way past enough. That was really, really bad.
That was amazing.
Wait, who's talking to these people?
Ah!
Oh, Tiff. Tiff will talk.
I'm sorry ahead of time. Pre-apologizing.
I forgive you.
Maybe.
Thank you for calling Belmont Comfort Inn. We are currently other guests. Please call back later. Thank you.
Fuck you!
I liked your rap, honestly.
It was really good. It worked well with it. It was normal. It was nice.
Well, this beat goes super hard. This beat's good. Like it's harder good. Than you could do.
I'm hooting and hollering. That's how you do it. Hey, I can turn it up real, real loud.
Wiki, wiki, yeah. Wiki, wiki, no. I don't really want to go, so let's go.
Volume for the whole show was a little quiet.
Rocky in.
Tell him about.
Try to connect. All right.
Whose turn is it?
Me.
Okay, no, it's Tiff. Whoopi's Tiff, turn. It's Tiff's turn, everybody. Yay, Tiff.
Apologizing again ahead of time.
I forgive you.
The notes are really answering.
This is no.
Your call has been forwarded to the voicemail for Rocky Inn. No one is available to take your call. At the time, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press the pound key for more options.
Ah! Ow! Ow! I dropped a box of glass.
Yeah, we have been in a room with you smoking on these goofballs. You know, smoking on a goofball.
Thank you. Caps lock style. I'm going to try... Wow, it's pretty bad. I'm getting more no numbers to call in the future. Oh, they're gonna know from the message. It hurt my ears in real life because I'm live monitoring my microphone voice. Okay.
Oh, your headphones.
Yeah.
You were hearing yourself. Nice.
I hope so. You know, if I'm too close to the microphone, I can hear myself clip. I can hear if my voice sounds good.
On this, I don't know if I sound good or not. I'm speaking the same way. I'm hearing myself from this microphone. Not. This is the shitty microphone, the lapel mic.
This is the real mic. Let's get the phone ringing. Who cares? I care a little bit, and maybe you do too. And this is why you tune into Wappy. Still Tiff's turn.
Hi, this is Al Heining. Hello?
Hi. Hi.
Hi.
Oh, Tiffany. Hello? She just went into the truck. Oh, she left. She's out of the truck now. Tiffany.
Oh, hello. Hello. Sorry. Oh, God.
Hello.
Hi. How are you? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. And okay, you have a concern?
I do. Is there a woman there or is it just you? Sorry. Don't go out of your way. It just, I thought it might be a little easier to speak to a woman, but it's okay if it's just you there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you have any feminine products there?
Oh, now I know what you mean. Give me a second. Like,
okay.
I don't know if we do have, like, I'm going to check it.
Okay, because, oh, God, I was driving for a really long time. I'm actually about to get there. Frankly, I've had my son's Lucky Labubu. I've been using that instead. I couldn't pull over. It was $139 Labubu, the little purple one. But I think I need the real thing. Yeah, I'm using a Labubu. It's not what I need, like a real feminine product.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to stop the store before I get there.
But I think we don't have.
Oh, no. Do you have any extra Labubus?
I'm sorry. Like, we are hotels. Yeah.
I know. You don't have any feminine products? There's just Labubus?
No.
Or
we don't have feminine.
I'm sorry. I told you I was sorry ahead of time, you know? It's been the caps lock sort of night. Yeah. You know what I mean? Oh, my God. I don't want to use the Labubus anymore. I just want to be respected as a woman. Oh, God, I don't even know where I'm going with this anymore. Exactly. My cat's getting all upset.
Are you in the room right now? Are you in Alpine Inn?
No, I'm driving there. Oh, God. I might have to use the cat instead. Oh, I might have to use the cat. If there's no feminine products on site, I'll just... Kitty, stop it! Kitty, no! The cat's upset because the Labubu was also his toy.
This
is why I asked to speak to a woman. Yeah. Carter thought Labubu was only something on South Park. But it's real, and they are getting a Taco Bell in Sweden.
Mm-hmm.
If only.
Because my friend right now had a class.
Your friend has a what?
Had a class.
They have a class. They have a class?
Yeah. Class.
Oh my God.
He's studying. He's studying right now. Online class, like schooling.
Sorry, my cats are really loud. They're trying to get the Labubu out. They're hungry for blood, sir. Stop it, Kitty. No.
I have a...
Kitty, no. I'm driving, Kitty. Kitty. Oh, he's getting the Labubu. He's getting the Labubu. He's getting the Labubu. Oh, no.
Yeah, I have
I'm scared he's going to break the windshield. The cat's going to break the windshield. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, he's breaking the glass. Oh, my. He's hungry for blood and LaBooBoo. Oh, no. Oh. If only you had feminine products. If only.
Yeah, we have a Wi-Fi here. Here's the Wi-Fi.
So did you find any tampons or anything? Were there like tampons or maxi pads?
Hello?
Yeah, did you find any tampons or maxi pads?
Like, I have a friend here. He is like lady, but she had a schooling tonight.
Schooling tonight.
Yeah, she's on school.
Oh, so you still don't know what I'm talking about. Hold on, I have to get my cat again. Oh God, they're breaking more glass. Oh God. Oh God, is this, oh God. Oh no, oh jeepers. Oh my LaBooBoo. You hang up the phone, sir. Sir, okay. You hang up the phone. It's getting a little chaotic here. This is why you should always have feminine products behind the desk. Oh, God. Oh, hang up the phone. Oh, no. Oh, boy. Hang up that phone, sir.
He did it.
Okay. Thank you.
Live at rogueserver.com/Whoopi. I'm your host, Whoopi. I need to get like a real thing, a second keyboard maybe. You can do that, I think. I like the scat sound a lot. Yeah, like that. Live at rogueserver.com/Whoopi. I'm your host, Whoopi. It's a whimsical Whoopi. It's October 1st, 2025. It's currently 10:21, 55 seconds post-meridian Eastern Standard Time. Rogueserver.com. I'm Whoopi. James Scrugg, the co-host, of course, with the co-most and the Puffco
Pete. Oh, shit.
And the fingerboard getting ready hit that. Vanilla Gorilla, if you meet him in the streets. Jimmy Snug.
Oh, shit.
Cloutmaster, of course. Face Ed Carthor. Scareleaf and Tiff.
Hi.
Oh, gee. Did it all.
Carthor, call.
Carthor listens, I think. Is his role.
He's a Swedish spy.
Yes. Counterintelligence.
Alright, I think it's... They've been streaming just fucking straight for 2 hours and 40 minutes now. So I think we're gonna start wrapping it up, because I...
Yeah.
Personally can't take it. I don't think I'm gonna do a show tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm sleepy.
This show's pretty good. Or if I do a show... I do a show, you know, just make sure you're up at 3 a.m. It might happen. Or, no, don't do that. Oh. I don't think there's going to be a show tomorrow. Breaking with tradition.
Yeah.
Alright, this is a... No, I didn't call that. What is this? Alright, I'm going to go, and then I think Jimmy's going to go, and then...
Yeah,
people are gonna go. Get this phone ringing. How's that sound? I have no idea what I'm going to say.
Super 8 bail now. How can I help you?
Hi, Super 8. I found a raccoon. What do I do with him?
Leave him alone.
He's in my suitcase.
Is this the same number that called me about getting scared earlier?
Did I call you already?
Yeah, you did.
Oh,
I'm going to hang up now.
Thank you. I didn't mean it.
I'm going to hang up now.
This means my thing didn't work. No, it did work. I'm just an idiot. I have to try again. I don't think I called this number. It's not on my list. Hi, I was looking in my briefcase.
Hello?
Hi, I was looking in my briefcase after I stayed there, and there's like a raccoon in here. So what do I do with him?
Sorry?
There's a raccoon in my suitcase. What do I do? What do I do about him?
Where are you?
At my house.
Are you in our hotel?
I'm at my house now.
Oh, sorry, you called the wrong number. You said
no, it's a hotel.
Hotel.
It's a hotel. It's a hotel. I called, that's the number I called.
Yeah, but it's
the
hotel.
It's a hotel. Yeah, I stayed there. I checked my briefcase after I stayed there. Lo and behold, and there's this raccoon in it, and I don't know what to do. Do I give him back to you?
Raccoon?
Yeah.
You stay at the hotel and a raccoon run into your suitcase?
It's a nookie. It's a raccoon.
Like the raccoon run into your suitcase?
Yeah.
During the time you were at our hotel?
You got it. I was staying there and I guess I zipped it up with him in it. And there he went. Came with me. I'm scared, but I'm safe. I'm just confused.
Oh, when did you stay at our hotel?
I was visiting my friend Jacoby. That's his screen name, Jacoby Feathers, like yesterday. And we were just like exchanging suitcases.
Oh, which room did you stay in?
107.
Sorry?
107.
Oh, no, you called the wrong hotel.
No, it's the right hotel. I gave you your phone number. I gave you your phone number, do you? It's the right one. Because I remember you.
We don't have the phone. We don't have room 107 here in our hotel.
No, I spoke to you though. Like at the front desk, I remember. We chatted for a good bit.
But we don't have room 107, and I don't have your phone record here.
No, it's because I stayed there with Jacoby. At the Vailmont, yeah. Vailmont Hotel and Log and Rail Bar.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I visited Jacoby. He was like, hey, come to, 1200 Main. And I was like, okay, Jacoby, I trust you. And then I went there. I went to Jacoby's room. And we just, chilled. We, did a little bit under the bed stuff. He has the Puffco Peak.
Sorry?
He has the Puffco Peak. He's got set on the middle one. And he was blowing clouds, and I was watching in amazement as these clouds ripple through the room.
So you stayed at our hotel last night and a raccoon ran into your suitcase?
Yeah, I got him right here. I got him by the scruff of his neck. Is it these pointy ears and this bushy tail? And claws? And sharp teeth.
Yeah, maybe just let it go.
Oh, I'm in my house right now. I can't let him loose in my house. He's like a wild animal. I figure, though, like, if he's your property, I should probably bring him back. This is, it feels like I took, like, a towel or a television or something, is what it feels like.
Yeah, but it's not in our hotel, like, the restaurant. In our hotel.
You hear him?
Yeah.
He's, like, grubbing on me now.
Yeah.
I don't know what to do. So, do I put him back in and I bring him back and I set it, I open it there?
You are in Valmont still?
I can be in Valmont. It's going to be another flight. I flew home with animal and my baggage.
But how did you get through the security?
It's like in a couple shirts. I have blocked him from the x-rays.
The x-ray definitely detected him.
It didn't detect him because I had 12 shirts. I had like 12 shirts and he was in shirt number 8.
Shirt number 8?
Yeah. And I had pants and like a VCR in my baggage. So he slipped right through. I had a television too.
For the reservation, like yesterday.
Oh, I was listening to my friend Jacoby. That's his screen name.
Jacoby.
Yeah, Jacoby. That's his screen name, though. We like met in the parking lot, and he like took me to the room. So I don't even remember what room number it is, but it felt like the equivalent of maybe like a room 7. Or a 17 or a 107. It was something like that. I don't know it offhand.
14,
yeah.
Oh my gosh. Do you have his number?
No.
Oh,
it was like
gosh.
An AOL screen name thing.
And you guys switched suitcase?
Yeah, because he had like some rare shirts.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, like I had some like button up polos. And he had some t-shirts.
His phone number by any chance?
What's that?
You want his phone number by any chance?
I don't feel I'm responsible enough to have the phone number.
Okay.
But if you want to give me a phone number, I'm not against it, but I might not be, I could be a fraudster is what I'm saying. So I don't want you to give me that phone number cuz it could be like scary. I'm a good guy, but I could be a bad guy.
Yeah, I understand what you mean.
Yeah.
You want to take a flight to back to Valmont and let animal go?
Yeah, because that's his home, and like it just doesn't feel right to have him here.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe I think you're right. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'll just let him loose, like near, and I figure like he'll be able to like find his way back.
Yeah. Sorry.
It's
sorry.
Okay.
The participation. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You've been very nice, and you've been very accommodating, and you've been very tolerant of all this nonsense I've been spitting at you. You're doing a great job there, and we appreciate
thank you. Yeah. Thank you. Is there anything I can help you, or?
Oh wait, can I get some of the guys here to say that we appreciate you?
Some of the guys.
Yes.
Can I say
guys.
I appreciate you, ma'am?
You've been doing a wonderful job, ma'am. Thank you so much for your help.
You've been doing a good
job.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
We love you.
Thank you.
You've been doing a good job.
I love you. So much.
We appreciate you, ma'am.
Good night for now.
Thank you so much.
Mwah. Talk to you later.
Mwah. Bye.
And the raccoon's happy too.
Good raccoon. Good boy. He's okay. He's a good raccoon.
He's a good raccoon.
He wears a hat.
Who's a good
raccoon? He dances.
Who wants to go back home?
I do.
He wants to go home.
Yeah.
He's like a good raccoon.
Not as good as this lady, though. She's the best.
You're
thank
wonderful.
You, lady.
Yeah, thank you very
much. Thank you, lady.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
From the bottom of my heart. Oh, she hung up. What a nice lady. I feel a little bad.
She was nice.
This is a sweetheart.
Thank you.
All right, last calls. Last calls. Let's wrap it up. Does anyone have anything in particular they want to call?
Front desk bingo.
Okay. Tip.
Yeah.
And James.
Ah.
I think it's James
and not me.
Scared and then Tiff.
Fame.
I think it would be good to give Buckshot the final call.
Okay. Yeah, you can close it out.
Who is this, our secretary?
Cloudmaster.
Cloudmaster Secretarius.
What the? What am I getting for you?
Ow!
Because I got the map here. That's how I'm doing it, with a map.
Ow.
It's a very odd way of doing it, with the map. I guess I'll get you something else in this town. Oh, I already called a bunch. I don't know what all I've called in this town. Let's move.
Are you the same guy who called and said you were scared earlier?
Yeah.
You should have said, I'm afraid, so...
Yeah, I'm too scared to answer that.
Who's going?
It's James.
Let's go!
And James gets the final call to you.
Yeah, it's the end of the show. You're gonna play the intro song for the outro.
Yes. Yes, yeah. Master.
James.
Not in a weird Yes Master way, just like a normal
James.
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 I have the ability to mute everyone to the stream, which is pretty cool. That means I can tell people their phone numbers. And Leaf and Scared and Tiff. Mr. Sandman.
Thanks for calling Sandman. I'm speaking. How can I help you?
Hey, what's going on, man? I'm up here in my room. I'm just, like, really high.
What's your room number?
Oh, well, like, does that really matter? I was just calling. I'm just kind of trying to find somebody to talk me down a little bit, because I'm just, like, really high. Really? Okay, bye. Good night. Okay, the show's over. Good night.
Oh, no. Now these other people have to make phone calls, too.
Oh, fine. Let those other people eat cake. See if I care. Oh, I got myself a drink.
You had the ability to have the cake.
I totally did. I got myself a drink and then I left it like somewhere completely random.
Alright, Leaf or Tiff? Or Clout?
Rochambeau, Tiff, you wanna go?
I think I'm done. I think it's just, okay. I think it's you folks. Thank you. Thank you.
It's Leaf or Clout? For second to final.
I'll go first.
Okay.
If Clout doesn't want to.
I don't know your bingo premise, but if I find out, we'll find out.
I don't know it either. Hopefully we can piece it together.
We're willing.
Like a 5x5 board?
Yeah, like staplers and like paper reams and printers and fax machines.
Good evening.
Hey, good evening. How's it going? Me and my friends were playing a bingo game up in the room, and we wanted to see who was going to win tonight. Would you like to help us?
What room are you?
Oh, we're in the room playing the bingo game. Okay, miss. Ready? We got one. We're going to roll the dice. All right, let's see what it hits on. All right, it hit on a stapler.
Sorry.
Do you have a stapler down there, miss?
Sorry, I think you're in the wrong number.
No, I called the right number. We're at the right number in the right room and the right place. We're playing bingo up in the room. We need your help.
What room are you?
The room with the bingo and the bathroom and the bed.
Oh.
And we're playing bingo.
I'm so sorry. No, is it...
Ma'am?
What hotel are you in?
Is it the bingo? Is this because of the bingo?
No, it's not.
I knew it was
going to
be
a
problem.
We are a hotel.
It's the Raven's Nest Hotel. We know we're here.
Okay, so I'm asking, what room are you?
Don't tell them.
Yeah.
Do they have a stapler?
We're just looking for a stapler, ma'am, up there. We need a stapler. We need to see a stapler. We need to hear one. We need to see it to hear it. Do you have a stapler? Drum roll, please.
Okay, I'm going upstairs. What room are you in?
Don't tell her.
I'm looking for a stapler, ma'am. You don't need to look for us. Okay, well, let's roll it again. All right, let's do it in the... let's roll for the trash can. All right, what's in the trash, guys? Let's see. Rolling for a beer can. Is there a beer can in the nearest trash next to you?
Yes, I have... Bingo! Wait, no. I only have two.
Okay. Close, though. We almost got it.
Sorry, I couldn't get what you mean.
We're playing bingo, ma'am. Have you ever played bingo before?
No, I haven't. Sorry for that.
Where you roll the ball and then you get the number and you put it on the little bingo card and you yell bingo! And everyone's happy and they all clap.
Okay, and what does it mean to me? Because I'm so sorry, I couldn't get what you're meaning.
We're all clapping now, ma'am.
You need anything? You need assistance?
No, ma'am, if you could just take a seat at the front desk, I don't mean to bother you at all. I don't want you to go anywhere or do anything. All I wanted you to do was look around you and see if there was a stapler nearby. That's it. I just wanted a little stapler. We can go down the line. We can check and see if there's any paper reams in there. You guys got staples for the stapler, maybe? That goes hand in hand, definitely.
We have here in the front desk.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, we have here in the front desk. You can get if you need a
You have
stapler.
A stapler in the front desk?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Okay, guys, write it down. I'm writing it down right now, guys. Okay, hold on.
Bingo.
No, I don't think so, guys. Tell me if you got a bingo. All right, we're going next one. We're missing the beer one. You know, that was a cheap shot. She left the room. Let's go for a roll in it right now. It's a pen. Do you have a pen down there? A ballpoint pen. Maybe like a Pilot G2? Ma'am?
Hello, do you need anything from
do you have a pen?
The hotel?
A pen down
Yeah, we
there.
Do have pen here.
Pen!
Yeah.
Write it down, guys. Pen.
Yeah, I've got pen.
Pen. Okay, let's roll it again. What do we get? A roll of paper. Do you guys have a ream or a roll of paper? Printer paper, anything like that.
Okay, quick. Could you please straight to the point? What you're gonna needed?
No, we're playing bingo, man. We're playing a game. We need to look for the paper now. We're on the step three. Step three. Go.
If she has paper, I win with a bonus.
Oh no, ma'am! Please tell me you don't have a printer down there. Tell me you're out of paper. Please, ma'am. I'm gonna owe so much money
paper.
Off of this.
We have paper here.
No.
Bingo! Oh my god, thank you so much!
Oh my god,
everybody give me your cigarettes and your weed, I get all of it! Let's go!
He took my three joints!
Okay, I'll smoke it with you.
For a moment, because I have a guest here.
No, we're smoking up in the room now, but she's taking it all.
I'll share it.
Oh, you'll share it? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll open the window then. What are you doing with that telephone, miss? Yeah, open the window over there.
Yeah, don't worry about it. I got it. Three.
Okay, I'm gonna blow it.
One.
Oh.
Oof. Oof. Bingo.
Wait.
Is that a bingo? Anyone else get a? That could be a bingo times two.
That could be a bingo.
Three, two.
I don't. I don't have broken window on my sheet.
That's a
anybody
free one
have
for
broken
me.
Window?
There's still a little bit of glass around the edge. Hold on.
I was just blowing it into the smoke alarm. It's getting out a lot faster now.
Oh, smoke under the bed.
Oh, there's a wall in the way. Hold on.
The smoke alarm is not a smoke blow-away fan, Carthur said. It's important.
It's blowing it away. It looks like it is. Maybe it's because I'm so high.
Ma'am, do you want to come smoke with us? I've got a lot now.
Yeah, she stole my weed, ma'am.
I want it!
It's consensually.
Style.
I guess. I hate this, ma'am. I hate this. All right, ma'am. Well, thank you for playing our game. Can we play more bingo tomorrow night? Yeah, he broke through another wall, ma'am.
I like the goddamn Kool-Aid man.
Sorry, I'm gonna hang up now. Thank you.
Thank you, I love
thank
you.
Thank you.
She hung up immediately. All right, is it more? One from me?
Clubmaster.
No,
welcome to the
I
show.
I think it's disrespectful for me to make a call when there's so much talent here in the room.
Like you.
Like
it
you.
It doesn't seem right to make a call when Buckshot's just waiting there. You know, he's just ready.
I have to break a,
he's
I
ready
have to
and
break
primed.
A bone. And then someone,
I did want you to break a bone.
Someone is going to do a last call, and then I'm going straight to bed. And that's what's going to happen.
All right, Buckshot, you ready, buddy?
Yeah, he sounds really ready. It sounds like your head is hurting, bro.
He's yearning. He yearns.
Wait, I didn't even check if I called this before.
I'm going to pack another bowl. Hello? Hello?
Hi.
Hello? Hi, I have an issue up here in my room right now.
Mm-hmm. What room number
okay.
are you?
Oh, is this number 420?
Which number?
Number 420.
In 20?
Yep. I'm in the room, and I can't, I'm really high. I keep...
Actually, I can't understand what are you saying. Maybe it is wrong.
I'm really, really high. I'm really high. And I can't stop smoking weed. I need help because, like, I'm so baked, but I just keep smoking, and I'm, like, really high.
Call you later.
Don't call me.
Don't call me.
He's going to call me later. All right. Welcome to the show, Whoopi.
Welcome to the show. I have to make the first call of the show tonight.
All right, he has to make the first call. Thanks for listening to the show, everybody.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Y'all are the best.
That's so intense. So intense. What the? Welcome to the show. I'm Whoopi, your host. You can tell I'm out of steam. Everyone else is out of steam too. You're listening live on rogueserver.com/Whoopi. I have to make the last call. live, of course. Oh, that's making a noise. Find that. There we go. Hi, it's Jacoby.
Sorry?
Hi, I'm Jacoby.
Okay.
I have a question. Am I allowed to stay there if I have a broken leg?
Broken mic?
Or, like, if I break my leg, am I allowed to stay there?
You need it for tonight?
Yeah. If I just break my leg, can I stay there?
Like, you can, but we have an elevator here.
All right, hold on. Hold on. I got...
But we are fully booked for tonight.
Hi, ma'am. Hi.
Hi.
I broke my leg.
Okay.
So I can stay there now?
You have to go to hospital first, then you can stay.
So I get, like, a room for free now?
No.
Oh, what if I break... If I have two broken legs,
but
can
you still have to pay for it.
Hold on, I'm gonna break the other leg now. Oh! Ow! 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 Really loud. People are saying redo. I think I have to redo it. That's the old gist of sounds so scary without the music. There we go. Alright, this is the true last call. We're currently 3 hours in.
For calling the Coast Hinton Hotel, please listen carefully.
That's 3 hours
straight. Our menu options have changed. For reservations, please press 1. For reception, please press 2. For general manager, please press...
I have to do clapping again sometime, but not tonight.
Good evening, Coast Hinton Hotel. How may I help you?
Hi, Jessica. Am I allowed to stay there if I break my leg?
Sorry?
Am I allowed to stay there if I break my leg?
Break your leg?
Yeah.
Why?
Oh, I just want to know if you're, like, accommodating towards that.
But we don't have any rooms.
No, if I break my leg, though, am I allowed to be in a room if I break my leg?
No, we don't have any rooms. Then how can I give you rooms?
No, if I'm in a room and I break my leg, am I allowed to stay there?
Yes, but are you going to break your leg too?
Hold on. All right. 3, 2.
Hello?
Hi.
You're called, are you, in which room you are?
Bathroom.
In which room you are? I'm asking your room number.
I'm a little lightheaded. 107. Oh. Okay. That's it. I'll try, if that wasn't satisfactory, I'll try again next time. Thank you for tuning in. I'm Wappy. I'm Wappy, your host. And, welcome to the show. It's live at Roku.
Welcome to the show.
You might be listening on JuniorAt.com if the webmaster of JuniorAt.com feels like doing anything with it. He can do it. It's okay.
Free LaFour.
Free LaFour, and welcome to the show. Ow! good night. Or good morning.
Good night, everyone.
Goodbye to the show.
Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
Bye.
Good night. RogueServer.com/Fluppy. Shout out to everyone listening. I could just read the chat. Dragonmir guest 2, guest 74, Carthor Leaf, Low Pitch Dog, Moldy, No Way Oscillator, Tip Wasted, and Free LaFour. Cloutmaster, Face, Ed, Carthor, Scared Leaf, and Wuffy. I'm thanking myself twice. And it's accidental. Wow. And we're still on the air. And now I'm going to hit the button that takes us off the air. If you're listening, the show is over. If you're listening on rogueserver.com/Wuppy, the show's over. If you're listening
Welcome
on the IceCast, the
show's
over. It's over. I'm going to hit the button now, and it's going to be really over. Bye. Bye. I hit the button, and I hit this